We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is breaking the hoax. He's breaking the trance of all these people of every race, color, and creed being brought in from around the world and then being indoctrinated by the left to hate the United States and say that we're the worst country on earth as they fight to get in. Ilhan Omar came here fraudulently, married her brother, sucked off welfare, never had a real job, then cheated on her taxes. She's a scammer. And she constantly runs her mouth about how bad this country is. And Trump came out and specifically called her out and said, you can't leave fast enough. And the whole media has blown up at Trump, the controlled corporate media. Good. Let them. Let them. You see, my friends, Trump's telling the truth. And what he's saying is very, very, very popular. Yeah, they've got all these fake polls out saying every other Democrat will beat him in a race. You watch what happens on election night, November 8, 2020. If we get the vote out and stop election fraud, Trump's going to win in a landslide, and all the real internal numbers show it. This is a huge broadcast, huge exclusive news coming up, but I want to air this Greg Reese report because it's so powerful. Milkshakes to Moloff, radicalized leftist pawns go full-blown terrorist.
On Friday evening, hundreds of protesters overtook the flagpoles outside the ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado. They raised a Mexican flag, an upside-down American flag with Abolish ICE spray-painted on it, and an upside-down Blue Lives Matter flag. Less than a day later, a man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
A car in the parking lot was torched, and investigators say the suspect threw flares at a propane tank trying to make it explode. Ultimately, four officers opened fire, killing the man.
The Democratic Party is running their platform on radical open border policies.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
If the border goes, then our Constitution goes with it. Antifa has been using Molotov cocktails in Europe, and now the dangerous trend has officially arrived in the U.S. And the mainstream media supports them.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
When you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
But who is really to blame? There are elected government officials who support Antifa and fill their minds with radical claims of a Holocaust happening on our southern border.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your colleague who was at the border with you, compared the facilities to a concentration camp. Do you agree with that comparison?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of experts that say this is because it's traumatic.
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place. And this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE.
There is no plan in sight. And nobody is having the real conversation.
Is there a natural limit to this kind of immigration? How many resources does America really have to share with the rest of the world? Are we as rich as we assume we are? Are you? How many poor people can we realistically accept before we're not that rich at all, but increasingly resemble the countries from which these people are fleeing? Now, it's possible there are good answers to these questions, logical answers. On the other hand, if there are answers, why is the left trying to prevent you from asking the questions?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got a lot of exclusive intel straight ahead.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday, July 15th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we are living in incredible times. A man, as you know, Saturday, firebombed an ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington, and tried to shoot the police, tried to blow up a giant propane tank that, if it would have detonated, could have killed hundreds of people right through the wall on the other side. A huge tank. He was killed. Antifa is having celebrations all over Twitter and public demonstrations from Austin, Texas, to Tacoma, Washington, to New York City, calling him a soldier and a hero and saying it's time to start killing. In his manifesto, he said it's time to stop thinking. It's time to get your weapons and to start killing police and ICE. I've got his manifesto. I've got his quotes. I've got an inch of tweets by official Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts saying, now start killing law enforcement. Walk up to police, shoot them in the back of the head, kill ICE. We went out to demonstrations for illegal aliens this weekend in Austin. They were wearing shirts showing the physical attack and killing of ICE. This is very serious situation. And it turns out CNN actually did a fundraiser on national TV for the John Brown Gun Club, the militarized arm of Antifa, and openly funded it. You cannot make this up. Here's the CNN show that specifically did it and did a fundraiser. W. Camus Bell, United Shades of America, fundraised one month ago for the group. We're going to be breaking it all down today. I was removed off of Twitter when they said that I said, get battle rifles and attack the media. They never showed a clip. They never showed a quote. They just said that. They took out of a 38-minute live feed I did, an emergency message to the president, where I showed Antifa saying, we're going to come to congressmen's houses like they did to the baseball field with Scalise. We're going to shoot Republicans. We're going to kill Republican police chiefs. We're going to come to members of the media's houses and kill them in actions way more violent than we did at Tucker Carlson's house. That was the week they did that. Lester Holt, everyone went on TV and said, Alex Jones just said in a shocking video, get battle rifles, kill the media. Statute of limitations is not up on that. And I can tell you that's one of the five suits we're set to file in the next month is against Lester Holt and NBC. These criminals know what they're doing. But you see, when I said, have your battle rifles ready in case Antifa comes to your house, if you're a conservative member of Congress, if you're a conservative governor, if you're in ICE, if you're in federal law enforcement, you should have your battle rifle ready, because I have mine ready. And we've had specific threats by Antifa that I haven't gotten to on air. And I've had around the clock former Blackwater folks at my house. It's been expensive. It's been fairly priced. But when I made those statements, it was because I'm actually dealing with this. And I'm going to stop there. I've actually moved because of it, and I'm going to stop there. But when I said that, it was because these bastards, and they know full well who they are. They've got people inside the police departments, inside the FBI, you name it. They can dox anybody. Where I lived was not under my name. So when I said that, it was warning everyone to be prepared to defend yourselves, and these monsters saw that as a threat because they're planning to come to your house. They've got a battle plan. Now, that's since come out mainstream news. Remember, a month ago, ICE put out an intelligence report to the FBI saying, we have confirmed and infiltrated Antifa groups. They are doxing ICE commanders' homes and planning to come there and kill them. I told you all this because I'm experiencing it. And I'm not a victim. I'm a target. Because I'm effective and I am a loyal American who loves my country and believes in a good, open, free society. And the globalists and the Chi-Coms are funding our collapse. They have funded thousands of caravans, tens of millions of people, hundreds of thousands a month they're catching. The Border Patrol is totally overwhelmed. It's done an incredible job providing amazing security and care for these people. And the laws are wrong, so they're releasing 90% of these people. Then Ann Coulter gets in cheap shots about how they're not, you know, doing enough. Trump asked for 12 plus billion. He got $1.3 billion. He just got 4 more billion. That's only half of what we need. It's a 635% increase in 3 years. We're under attack. And then you get people coming into this country like Ilhan Omar, bred and trained to hate this country, coming in to conquer it from the most failed state in the world, Somalia, who believes it has a divine right to rule the world. Plus, Somalia can't ever get its act together because everybody's a king, everybody's royal, everyone's a noble, everyone has a right to rule. That's why they're trying to take over Ethiopia and Sudan. Nobody wants to work. They want to just run around and be the boss. The genetics is pure arrogance. Just like the Palestinians. And their sickening entitlement works with the leftist mindset perfectly. And she's here. I've got countless clips saying America's not good. It's terrible. She'll teach us how to be great. I mean, these are some sickening clips, how it's concentration camp guards and they've got to be dealt with. They've got to be eliminated. And then it starts happening. You start trying to kill the Border Patrol as the nation's under attack, the most open border in the world. And Trump wades in perfectly, knowing that there's already a fissure in the Democratic Party between Nancy Pelosi and the leftist. There was a perfect cartoon last week I meant to show you. See if you guys can pull it up. I think a Don Salazar tweeted it. That's how I saw it. It was on a Don's tweet, one of our writers. Yeah, it was a Don's, where it shows Pelosi's paving this road to globalism, communism, world government, but the cement isn't dry yet. And here's Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and AOC, like little kids racing across the wet concrete, messing up the road. That's the perfect allegory, the perfect analogy. In fact, I even said last week that she's paving the road to the New World Order, and then they're pissed at her, who's actually paving the road for them. So Trump sees this division. Trump sees this fissure. Trump sees what's happening, and he sees how America-hating all these people are. So he comes out and he attacks Ilhan Omar and says you ought to go back to the country you came from in singular. And CNN, of course, to make a deception, said he called all four women foreigners and said they should all four go back, when he said you congresswoman need to go back to the hellhole country, the worst in the world you came from, which is true. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So Trump has made the right move, and he's way ahead. Trump's 20 points ahead of everybody. This is what I told you 3 years ago on the eve of the election, and they've got new polls. Trump trails Biden, Warren, Sanders in new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. So the weak-minded still believe they're the majority and think, oh, he's losing. We're winning. Let's stay on the bandwagon. And you go to a Democrat event, an Antifa event, it looks like people that escape from a mental institution. You ever driving down the road and you see somebody at a four-way stop or at a street light and they're talking to themselves and looking crazy? They got the look. But all these people have the look of mental patients, but that's who they are. The truth is the Democrats engage in election fraud in every area they control. They're a criminal group. The truth is the Democrats have about 30% support in voters. It's not 50. It's all rigged for them. No one likes them. Everyone hates them. Maybe 20% of the population nationally likes them. And they're the biggest losers there are, or they're parasite controllers. Alex Jones, your host on this very important Monday, July 15th, 2019, Global Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, coming up, we have a gentleman from the 3%ers out in Washington who has actually been around and been confronted by the firebombing terrorist that attacked the ICE facility. He'll be joining us. Stuart Rhodes will be in studio, founder of Oath Keepers, breaking all this down. They actually had the manifesto before Jack Posobiec did. That's how on the job they are. We'll be going over the manifesto. And I'm going to get back into Ilhan Omar and how smart it is and how it's the right thing to do to call the bluff of the left. Ilhan Omar's talking about how much America sucks. So are her other cohorts. She came here fraudulently, married her brother, was on welfare the whole time, then engaged in tax fraud, which she admitted to and paid a fine for. The woman is a slug. She comes from a failed state. If you come here from Somalia and you embrace America, great, I embrace you. But I statistically have seen the numbers on many Somalis, and they say they want to go back to Somalia. America sucks. There's a lot of violence against other fellow Americans because they don't see this as their Islamic wonderland. They believe they are the superior master group to rule the earth. Well, go back and rule Somalia where you're constantly killing each other over control. Two types of civilization, those that exist and those don't. One is based on Renaissance, the other is based on conquest. Now, let's get right into it. Again, InfoWars is next year's news today. I was completely banned off of the major platforms a year ago, August 6th. I was 86th on 8-6 by all the big tech platforms. Because I was on air calling for criminal investigations of Google and Apple specifically for international spying, espionage, and treason. In fact, there is the August 7th article in Real Clear Politics. Alex Jones and Donald Trump, you need to blow the whistle on Chinese communist infiltration of Silicon Valley Democratic Party. In fact, let's grab that video. And I was on air for 1 month solid saying, I don't care what happens to me. They're on the Chinese payroll, red alert, maximum alert. That is what we issued, was a red alert pointing out that we exposed treasons. We were under attack. Peter Thiel spoke to a group of conservatives yesterday, closed door, but the transcript is available. It's at Fox News, Bloomberg, and Axios. And he said, Peter Thiel says FBI, CIA should probe Google. He goes on to say they shouldn't do it gently, that they are under CHICOM control, and that it's a well-known fact in Silicon Valley. They're actively working to bring down the U.S. Obama and Hillary authorized the deal 8 years ago. Peter Thiel, investigate Google for treason, aiding Chinese military, spies infiltrated. Now, that's a fact, by the way, and I've laid all the evidence out ad nauseum. So you want to know why I got smashed first? It's called leadership. Leadership. Everyone that we talked to that attended the conference on censorship at the White House Thursday said InfoWars raised the alarm first, and that was the leadership. Well, the truth is that's not accurate. Matt Drudge raised the alarm first a decade ago, and then 4 years ago in this studio, standing right there off camera. And it is about credit, because we need to give people credit that are trailblazers and have the will to hit the barbed wire first and take the attacks that you see above ground and below ground. Because believe me, for any attack you see on the surface, it's real fun behind the scenes. But you know what? It is fun. Because we're going to expose the globalists trying to bring in authoritarianism. And it always looks like evil's going to win until good people stand up, and then it reverses. And we're in that reversal period right now. But I specifically, in the weeks leading up, every day hammered Google and Apple. And I laid out how they'd moved to China, how they gave all their codes to it, how they officially put their main servers there, and the Apple code keys. So, of course, Tim Cook at Apple and the heads of Google all got together and said, we got to shut this son of a bitch up. Guess what? I sat in my living room with my father a month before And I said, Father, I have had a vision. And by vision, a mathematical, a key algorithm, HUMET system, where I said, I'm going to press the attack and call for their arrest, and they're going to ban me. And out of that, we will be at the fulcrum point to have even more influence with real thinkers as we go into this, because I envision total bannings within a year of everybody else. Why shouldn't I just be first up front? He said, if you think you know what you're doing, execute. And I executed. And it's all unfolding as we have foreseen it. Now, I say that not as some weird metaphysical thing. Our brains are powerful. And when you've built systems and worked hard and been at the heart of the resistance, you're able to then understand the future. And if you become a history's actor and you get involved and engaged, nothing can stop you. This republic is back from the dead, on its feet, in a fight for its life now. Now, here we are confronting the puppet head of Google under Alphabet, Sundar, just, what, 6, 7, 8 months ago, letting him know he bet on the wrong country, and now his arrogance is drained away to fear.
Google is evil. Google is siding with the communist Chinese against America. Google's helping oppress Chinese citizens, Christians, and Buddhists. Google is evil. Google is going to lie again and violate the law and violate the laws of others.
You're in a hallway, you're in a public hallway. You can be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, though, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just
and again, yourself. A horse, a kingdom for my horse. We kind of went through this 8, 9 months ago when it all happened. It was like 5 different camera angles. Way down the hall, he comes in. And as he comes down the hall, I say, you bet on the wrong country, Sundar. And you're going down for your treason with the Dragonfly Project. And by the end of the day, I'm going to have that full clip for you. It was shot from 5 different cameras. It's very powerful, and we're going to have that. In fact, here's a clip from an earlier piece we have where I point out the treason.
Evil. Google is evil.
We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly Project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public.
There is an absolute all-out war on conservative free speech.
Facebook and Twitter are under fire as conservative users are speaking out about being censored on their platform.
Alex Jones is banned by every major social network.
In the past few days, Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, and other companies have all banned Alex Jones from using their platforms.
He's been shadow banned by Google.
Milo Yiannopoulos was banned by Twitter.
I don't know if you know about this, but Milo Yiannopoulos, you know who he is?
He got
banned from Twitter for writing a bad review about Ghostbusters.
This guy is a threat to the Republic.
British anti-Islamization activist Tommy Robinson has had his Twitter account suspended again after he tweeted that Islam promotes killing.
Also, Twitter purged various libertarian accounts. Instagram temporarily banned Tommy Robinson. Facebook took down a GOP candidate's ads for allegedly being offensive.
The FCC is cracking down on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
They're coming for everyone's speech. It's criminal.
Their social media accounts are being banned, blocked, and canceled on Twitter, YouTube.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the raw clip. I was just mentioning of where I confronted the head of Google in Congress. Then we're going to go to our guest with breaking news on the firebombing attack. We also have a Real Clear Politics video from a year ago where I said that Google and Apple should be investigated for espionage for the communist Chinese. Now, Peter Thiel says FBI CIA should probe Google. They basically already have moved to China and work for China, and were involved in election meddling inside the United States. You know, the Democrats can say they can violate free speech. Okay, can they work for the communist Chinese? How about can they illegally spy on the American people? So, again, I didn't just make this stuff up. They've moved to China. They've given them your Apple code keys. They've given them the keys to the cloud. This country was signed over by Obama to the CHICOMs, but it's all coming to a head. Here I am confronting the head of Google, telling him he bet on the wrong country and is a traitor.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know no one sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon with the Chi-Com. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar. Sundar is arresting dissidents in China. Apple's working with China to suppress their people. Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress that you're not censoring conservatives. Sundar, you will not silence the people.
There's Sundar Pichai right there.
Your censorship will not work anymore, Sundar. We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil. 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 Google is evil.
Walks past the
Google
right room.
This
is Google Earth and Earth.
You're in a hallway, you're in a public hallway. You can be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil though, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control, officer. Thank you. I just was... He's taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right now.
They're
going to
talk about me in this... Yes, sir, I understand. They're going to talk about me in this committee. I will be talked about. So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court.
And I was talked about. Okay, let's go to the Real Clear Politics clip from the day after I was banned off the internet last year, where I said it's China controlling Google and Apple. They must be criminally investigated. That's now being talked about at the highest level national conservative conference with Peter Thiel and Trump and everybody else. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know about it when I'm getting banned or shadow banned because I'll make a big deal about it. Matt Gaetz was shadow banned, and we told him 2 weeks before. Roger Stone told him on the phone and in text messages, we've run you through their system. We have sites that look at this. We sent him links. You're already 90% banned on Twitter. Gaetz went up during the committee hearing and said, you're a private company. You can do whatever you want, not even getting it. So the next day, they shadow banned him 99%. They go, this guy's an idiot. We all just lied to him and said, we don't censor any conservatives. He said, that's fine. Just don't talk about killing congressmen. And then the next day, they banned him down to nothing. Then he said he felt victimized. And I'm not trying to put Matt Gaetz down. Just come on, man. Get it together. Figure out what's going on. Mainstream corporate media is fake news. They're the enemy of the American people, like the president said. And now they're coming after everybody. Now, if you want to get into the real reason all this is happening, I know it's demoralizing. I don't want to demoralize people, but facts are facts, like having cancer. It's operable. We can fix it, Mr. President. You know the Office of Personnel Management was done by insiders. That's even come out in intelligence reports. They try to keep it quiet because it's such treason. It's unbelievable. We know China owns the majority of our debt after the private Federal Reserve. We know they now own Hollywood. You've helped block some of them buying up American Bandstand, a few final things they didn't own. We know that they're teaching Maoism in the colleges, and all 50 major state-funded colleges have major Chi-Com infiltration. Some of them are run by the Chi-Coms, even the Washington Post had to admit. We know that the People's Army of China has been caught running Dianne Feinstein's operation. We know their penetration is hundreds of times that of the Russians. We know they're involved in election meddling, and we're so arrogant they went to Davos a year and a half ago and said they would stop your agenda, along with Juncker. Mr. President, America knows you're real. They know the Democrats are the anti-American globalist, allied with the Chi-Coms, radical Islam, the unelected EU, and others. If you come out before the midterms and make the censorship the big issue and them trying to steal the election, and if you make the fact that we need an Internet Bill of Rights and antitrust busting on these companies, if they don't back off right now, and if you don't come out and point out that the communist Chinese have penetrated and infiltrated and are way, way worse than the Russians, because it's true, and the Democrats are scared of that coming out, and you've got the Feinstein info coming out, and more is about to come out, just as I've told everybody, then they will be able to steal the midterms and start the impeachment. It's the right thing to do, Mr. President. It's the truth. And it's crazy to believe it. It's crazy to understand it. I know you've been told this. From our technology to the South China Sea to everything, to them having 98% of rare earth minerals, they didn't do that by themselves. They were given that. David Rockefeller said he was going to move everything to China. They said they were going to do all this. And now you've stepped in. The country's coming back from the dead. They're desperate to stop it, and they're trying to stop you and every American from having their speech by defaming me, lying about what I've done, Soros financing fake lawsuits to give it legitimacy, and now deplatforming me ahead of it because the lawsuits are all getting thrown out because they're lies. 90% of what's in these things are total frauds. And they know we're getting stronger, and they know we're moving forward, and they now have made the wrong move. I believe they've jumped the shark. I believe they've won the battle, but they're going to lose the war if you, with your vision, continue to take action and make free speech and this internet antitrust garbage the number one issue and move against them now. If you don't, they are going to steal the midterms. They're already doing it with economic contributions to the Democrats, blocking everybody else's speech that supports America and making it great again and your agenda. So I knew they were planning to ban everybody, so I decided to just go right after Apple and Google moving to China, knowing they'd ban me completely because I was calling for criminal prosecution of them. They took the bait. Alex Jones and Donald Trump, you need to blow the whistle on Chinese communist infiltration of Silicon Valley Democratic Party. Then I went to their meetings in Congress, confronted them face to face, and it happened. The Pentagon, the CIA now understands, and very soon Google and YouTube, its subsidiary, and Alphabet, and Twitter and Facebook reportedly will be back in our hands. If they're not back in our hands, the globalists are going to win. We built it. We constructed it. It's been hijacked by Obama and the Chi-Coms. It's time to take it back. Now, we're going to go to both our guests, one via Skype, one no introduction, Stuart Rhodes here in studio. Matt Marshall is the state leader of the Washington 3% community. He's an awesome guy, and we're going to be talking to the combat veteran and patriot who's had to deal with the John Brown Gun Club, a leftist terrorist organization, the SS arm of Antifa, and he knew he'd run into the moron Patsy that firebombed and tried to kill the police, and tried to, burn people up inside the ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington. That's all coming up on the other side. Briefly, we won't be here without your support. Hey, Ilhan Omar, nothing against Somalia, but you don't have space shuttles over there. We've got the Space Force red, white, and blue designer shirt, $17.76. The shirt costs us like $14 to produce, okay? Then really high quality, made in America. The printing, the red, white, and blue American flag. Similar shirts are sold for $40-$50 at the mall, but they don't have Infowars.com on them. This is for $17.76 to get the word out. Our $17.76 worldwide special has to end tomorrow because supplies are very low of a bunch of the best supplements. 75-25% off store-wide at Infowarsstore.com. $17.76 on all apparel and a bunch of the other best-selling supplements are $17.76 as well. Get your Ultra 12, the best B12 out there for $17.76 as well. Whatever you do, be part of the second American Revolution. Funding us is just as important in a war as producing bullets and food for the troops. Without you, we don't roll. When you support us, we will crush the enemy together. Stay with us.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind him switching sides.
William Van Spronson believed he was liberating a Nazi death camp in Spokane, Washington. It was really thousands of people trying to get into the U.S., most of them not political exiles, but still 90% would just be released into the country. We have the most open border system in the world. Instead, he burned up cars, tried to blow up a giant propane tank, tried to burn the building down that would have killed people if he was successful, possibly. He was killed by the police officers that responded. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, a patriot, veteran, constitutional lawyer, is riding shotgun with us. And he called us up yesterday. I appreciate him doing that to tell us about Matt Marshall, who's a state leader in Washington of the Three Percenters, and who's also a combat veteran, vice chairman of the 2nd Legislative District Republicans in Washington, Second Amendment advocate, currently running for Eatonville School Board. And he is WA3%, Washington3%.org, and Matt4ESD.com. And Stuart, you're the expert on this, along with Matt. Introduce this. how he knows this John Brown gun club and Antifa and has actually been menaced by them.
Well, Matt has held multiple free speech and open carry rallies in Washington State, and that's where he ran into Vince Bronson. And Matt's also an airborne veteran, by the way, 82nd Airborne. Hoo-ah, brother. So, Matt, tell us about your interactions in the past with the John Brown Gun Club and Vince Bronson.
So our history with John Brown dates back to our first political rally we had. It was called Liberty or Death, and it was against left-wing political violence. And John Brown was there across the street. We didn't know much about him at the time, and we didn't interact with him. But what we did find was we were being called Nazis and white supremacists, all kinds of things that were just completely untrue. And then when we left this rally, our bus was attacked. We had the windows broken out. We were pepper sprayed. We got out. Nobody was hurt, but we had some property damage.
Oh, I remember when that happened.
What's that?
I mean, I remember hearing about that when that happened.
Yeah, it was pretty ironic that we're out there the ones being smeared by the media, and they're the ones actually attacking our bus when we're protesting against political violence.
And by the way, while you're talking, guys, show some of our articles and show this guy and the John Brown Gun Club. I want to show people some of these guys. Please continue.
So you met this person in particular, right? You met him face to face.
Between the two rallies, when they were smearing us as like white supremacists, white nationalists, we reached out to him just to show that it was absolutely untrue, and actually opened a dialogue with some of their leadership just to try to like settle the score that, you know, we're not what they're claiming we are. And it culminated with at our December 1st rally, where it was rally against left-wing media bias. We actually invited them across the street from Antifa to come across and let's have an open dialogue. And that's where I actually, for the only time, met Bronson. And what I remember about him was, first off, they wanted to continue to push the white nationalism idea, as well as communism. And that right there is a picture of one of my guys, Huckleberry, talking to Bronson. So he was pushing communism. I remember the heated debate actually culminated with us saying that in order to institute the ideals of communism, he would have to resort to violence to enforce the communistic ideals upon the people. And he thought it was absolutely untrue and could be done peacefully.
Well, that's amazing, because Karl Marx and Lenin and all of them say any means necessary, and that it's going to take a violent struggle. You're going to have to overthrow and kill up to a third of the population to ever implement that. That's Mao Zedong. That's Marx. That's Lenin. That's all of them.
Yeah, it's a dictatorship of the proletariat. It's part of Marx's core theory that you must have a dictatorship that will then wither away eventually. I think some of these anarcho-communists sincerely believe they can just jump ahead of that and not have a dictatorship of the proletariat. So they're, in a way, useful idiots. If it was this guy, Vince Bronson, do you think he was one of those types that thought they can get away with skipping the dictatorship of the proletariat?
I think at one point he probably was there, but, I mean, anybody who's read his manifesto, you can tell he was frustrated and was trying. I really do believe that he was trying to incite more violence down the road. I don't think he was targeting any people during his attack. I think he was going more after property. But it was clear that it was a suicide mission just based on his letter that he left.
Well, exactly. He said, I want to be a martyr, and I'm going to go do this. And so he pointed guns at him, reportedly fired, we're now learning, but not even so much at the police, tried to blow up the propane tank, burn up some cars. And he said, stop thinking, just take action, get ghost guns, and start killing. And his main target is law enforcement.
And he sincerely believes that he's fighting Nazis. As I've said before, it's the sad thing is a lot of these people are going to die fighting guys like Matt and I, who we're both well-trained paratroopers who actually know how to use violence. They're going to fight and die believing that they're being killed by Nazis when they're just being killed by American veterans who are trying to preserve our country.
And you've been predicting this for a while, that it's going to go kinetic.
Absolutely, for at least over a year, 2 years, actually.
2 years, yeah.
So they turn into the modern version of the Weather Underground.
You actually said 3 years ago in that studio, we're affecting the future battle state, battle space. They're going to attack. They can't stop. It's their communist agenda. 3 years ago, you said it was going to end in this, right before Trump even got elected.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what Antifa really is now is future Cheka. They're going to be the secret police of the communist dictatorship who go and kill people. This is what they're already talking about doing now because they believe we're all Nazis. And so for us, we're in this sad and frustrating position, I'm sure Matt will agree, where we just wish they would understand that we're not actually Nazis and they're being manipulated and controlled by the elites who want to use them as cannon fodder. Matt, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's extremely hurtful to a lot of our minority members, a lot of our Jewish members. We have a pretty prominent Second Amendment advocate, Arya Rode, who comes and speaks at a lot of my rallies. And his grandfather was in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And so it's very hurtful to their entire family when they're labeled as Nazis. And it's completely untrue.
But you have to understand, to these leftists, if you don't accept paying for five-year-olds to have their genitals cut off, because he talks about that being the great right is to, you know, be a trans person. If you're not into whatever CNN says or MSNBC says, you're a Nazi. A Nazi doesn't mean you work for Hitler and invade Europe and millions have to die to defeat him. Being a Nazi means not doing what they say.
Well, it's even worse than that. Not being a Nazi to them means you must be for the destruction of the United States as a nation state.
Exactly.
This is where the anarcho-communists
come in. That's the litmus test. Get rid of the borders.
Yes.
Open everything up. Flood it. Communism.
Right. Like you said, the chant is, you know, no border, no wall, no USA at all. That's why they tear the flag down. That's why they fly the Mexican flag and yell out, you know, Viva la Raza. They really believe sincerely that the only way to have freedom in the world is to destroy the United States as a nation state, destroy our Constitution, kill all the police, and then take over. And they'll have this, you know, miraculous utopia.
And by the way, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I want to explain to them. It's not like we're China that never had freedom and then got taken over by communists. There's no way with the dug-in American people that any of this is ever going to fly. They're all going to get killed, which we don't even want to do. But, I mean, let me ask you, both as veterans and both smart guys, you're an award-winning constitutional lawyer, won like the big, was it Yale Award or whatever. Let me ask you this, Stuart, and we'll go back to your buddy here. How do you see this ending if they keep going down this road?
Civil war. We're already in a cold civil war. Bernstein, the ancient reporter, said we're in a cold civil war. He's actually correct. The problem is that they're being used and manipulated to force them to fight us, and then we'll have no choice but to fight them back and defend ourselves and defend our families and defend our country. So, and they'll be exterminated. And like I said, they'll die believing they're fighting Nazis all the way to the very end. That's what's so sick and disgusting about it.
Well, I just hope their controllers know this. You think we're just going to fight with your cannon fodder? They really kicked this thing off. The people pulling the strings will be hunted down.
So, Matt, what's the mindset of you and your brother veterans there in the Northwest about this?
About this situation? We think it is clearly part of the spark. I think that they're trying to push it over the edge and elicit a response. I think that's what they were expecting when we showed up in Tacoma at the ICE detention facility yesterday. I think they were expecting that we were going to be there to antagonize, but what they don't realize is none of us want a fight. If they bring it to us, we'll defend ourselves, we'll defend our communities, that's what we do, but there's no way that we're just going to go out there and be the aggressor, and I think that's what they're trying to provoke.
What happened yesterday? They came to turn.
By the way, I should have opened the interview up. If you guys were out there guarding the flag before this, then after it, I mean, you know these groups well, and so you can actually tell people what really happened. We're going to go to break. When we come back, lay all this out for us. We've got Matt Marshall. He's the head of the 3% group in Washington. Again, we'll also define when we come back what the 3%ers are for folks that don't know. Couldn't think of a more patriotic group. I'm not about 3%ers. It's got to be at least 15 years. I don't know who even started it, but I just know that.
Mike Vanderbo.
A lot of great folks out there. So that's Stuart Rhodes here with the Oath Keepers, Matt Marshall with 3%ers, WA for Washington, 3%.org. Be sure to check it out. We'll be right back. Get into the fact that the 3%ers in Washington have been dealing with this huge bloom of the John Brown Gun Club. Hell, they were here in Austin marching last year saying we're going to kill the police and just all the police are Nazis and fascism. And people don't know who the John Brown Gun Club is. People might want to get into that. But just in this short segment, next segment coming up, Matt Marshall, head of the 3%ers in Washington, we'll get into the specifics and these groups and what actually happened out of this ICE facility that you've been at and been guarding the flag at. It's all really important stuff. But spend a few minutes on your awakening, who founded the 3%ers, what it's based on. Define 3%ers for us and tell us your story.
I mean, 3%ers really represents the 3% of American colonists that stood up to overthrow the British during the Revolutionary War. Our organization, at least, the Washington 3%, is an independent one. There's various national chapters, but we're an independent veterans nonprofit. We work for community preparedness, community support, and we, when needed, do community defense. We're currently pending 501c4 status with the IRS, and that's been, we're well overdue when we should have heard back, but no surprise to anybody there. Really what we do is we've been trying to bring awareness across our state as to what the left is doing to all of us, as far as trying to censor the media. They're infiltrating the schools, trying to educate the youth by indoctrination. They're grabbing guns as fast as they can with billionaire funded initiatives in Washington state. I mean, we had, what, four billionaires fund an entire initiative that was bought and paid for. It was unconstitutional for both the U.S. and Washington state constitution, and it just got jammed down our throats, and we've been trying to oppose it.
What made you finally take action as a veteran, family guy? I mean, what triggered you to get politically involved?
So I watched what happened both at the Bundy Ranch and at Mollier, and I was active duty during both of those. And just seeing how the Hammonds were treated, seeing how the Bundys were treated, and just watching the government trample rights, I just was waiting for my time, waiting to get out of the military so that I could take action. So as soon as I got out, I jumped into one of the national 3% organizations and realized that they weren't taking as much action as I was happy with. And so we started our own Washington State independent group.
Well, that's beautiful. Briefly, Stuart, because you knew the original founder of the 3%ers. Tell us about the 3%ers for a minute or
so. Yeah, that was Mike Vanderbo. I believe it was back in 2008. And he had been an ex-communist, actually. Back in the 60s, he was young and dumb. He had been a communist. But thankfully, he was rescued from that idiocy by a guy he worked with who taught him about American history. He had not been taught. And so Mike became a very, very, very strong anti-communist. And also,
if you want the real people's fight, this is it.
Exactly. And also a very strong anti-racist. He would make fun of the white nationalists and neo-Nazis to no end. And one of his core planks of being a 3%er is you respect the Constitution and the rights of all Americans, regardless of race. That's why it's so particularly disgusting to have the left try to paint 3%ers or Oath Keepers. I'm a 3%er myself, to try to paint us as being white nationalists. That's their only strategy. That's their core strategy, is to use identity politics and divide people along racial lines and condemn this country as inherently evil and racist. But unfortunately, it's working. And so Mike fought against that. I wish he was still around, frankly. But what Mike did was, which is, I think, was kind of smart, is that he didn't found an official organization. He just put it out there as a concept. And so you wind up with lots of independent groups, you know, like Matt's, that are all over the place, and they're hard.
And that's what you've done. It's what InfoWars has done. It's an idea.
Right. So it's hard to crush a concept and an idea like that. So, you know, hats off to Mike Vanderbilt. He's now passed away.
But it lives on.
It lives on, exactly, through guys like Matt.
Beautiful. We're going to go to break. We're going to get in, instead of me asking a bunch of questions, the specifics of this, what's unfolding, and what we can expect from Antifa next. And Trump finally taking the gloves off to people like Ilhan Omar, who runs this country down constantly, just saying, listen, if you don't like it, get the hell out. I never play a song twice in the same show, but I think we should come back and play The Fight Inside of Me one more time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. when they're running down my countrymen, they're walking on the fight beside me. Yeah, walking on the fight beside me. Running down with life, I'm fighting and fought and died to keep.
If you don't love it, leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
Trump is finally, and after our guest leaves at the bottom of the hour, we'll get into how big this is, invoked, if you don't love it, leave it. Ilhan, you came here as a refugee. We gave you free welfare. You never worked a damn day in your life. You ran scams, tax scams, and now you're going to tell us, I don't know if you saw her speech, that she'll teach us how America can be better. I mean, Trump is right. They've already split the Democratic Party. This is the Democratic Party's real agenda, but they're bringing it out too early. Trump is really smart to press the attack on this lady. We'll talk about it coming up, and your guests can pop in as well. But Matt Marshall, the head of the 3%ers in Washington, you're warning folks, and you were saying this days ago, now it's all over the news, that they're calling this guy a martyr. He was calling for more violence. The Facebook and Twitter are I'm going to show some of the tweets while you're talking, are letting them promote going out and trying to kill more police, more ICE people. That was the flavor of what we saw in Austin this weekend. Owen Shorter shot video. They wear shirts that show the attack and killing of ICE members. CNN actually raised money for this group. So combat veteran Matt Marshall, go ahead and get into your warning. And you know this group. You met the latest crazy guy that just got killed. And being at the epicenter of this in Washington State, what you think's coming next?
Well, we watched right after the killing happened, before the Spronson was even identified. We watched Antifa making comments like, we need to martyr him. We need to take this as a way to further our cause and our agenda. And we really see it as being the next spark. We were very concerned in the wake of that shooting that they already had a planned protest across the country at all the ICE facilities. We really expected something to happen there and decided that we needed to have a presence. We had discussed it for about 24 hours, had only 7 of our members that were available within an hour to get down there. Once people started to gather, and they're outnumbered, you know, close to 10 to 1. And a group of Antifa, just like they were trying to do across the country, started walking over towards the flag. Our guys recognized it, then they went running over there and just intercepted it, stood in front of the flag and sat there and guarded it for the entire protest. They didn't say a word. They were very friendly. They were very peaceful. They were just very matter of fact, you will not take down our flag.
And again, people say, oh, let them take it down. But it's more than symbolic. It's an act showing. In fact, try to cue that up and roll that footage of Aurora, Colorado, where an ICE facility, it's not even really, most of them aren't even Mexican or Hispanic. It's a bunch of white liberals pulling down the American flag, running up a Mexican flag and going, woo! In fact, let's roll that audio for people. American flag taken down, Mexican flag run up. Then they desecrate the American flag, run it up. These people are insane. They all want to get in here out of Mexico, but then they want, but look, those are all white people. I mean, the left is really a group of mentally ill, self-hating people. Both your takes on that, Matt Marshall of 3% and founder of Oath Keepers here, Stuart Rhodes.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So, I mean, it's very personal for a lot of us, especially as veterans or just people who love this country, who have literally been overseas and risked our lives for this flag, seeing friends of ours come home under the flag. If you know the history of the flagpole and the truck on the top, I mean, if you're being overrun, you're supposed to take the flag down, separate the stars from the stripes, light the flag on fire, and there's a bullet in the truck, and you're supposed to kill yourself so you can never surrender to the enemy. Yet we're sitting back right now, and there's people across the country just willingly watching them take the American flag down. These are citizens. This is an act of treason. They're denouncing their U.S. citizenship by removing the American flag and taking it down on U.S. soil to run up a foreign country's flag.
And they know it's a military action because these are communists.
Yeah, this is what you do when you take over territory. You rip down the flag. When you conquer a fort, for example, you tear down the flag of the enemy and you raise your flag to cheers. This is exactly what they're doing. And Matt said, this is not simply, you know, it's not even free speech. This is a flag that belonged to the detention facility there. They desecrated it, ripped it down, and then strung it back up. I look at it, as you said, as an act of treason, as an act of war, and we need to stand against it. So I'm calling on all veterans out there in particular, but also all patriots to go stand at your local ICE facility and stand up for your flag and also stand against terrorism. You're being assaulted. Our country's being assaulted by a communist coup.
And we need to symbolically let them know we're not putting up with it, because here's the key, folks. We're being probed. This is all over the U.S. It all happens the same day, the same way. It's all being programmed by Soros. Alexander Soros, we got the documents last year. They are orchestrating all this through stay-behind networks that Obama has inside U.S. agencies. And they're really testing, and they're really probing what we're going to put up with.
Yeah, that's right. It's a probe. It's to see, and if you don't react to it, if you don't defend the flag, if you don't stand up and support ICE with boots on the ground, they're going to see that. It's going to embolden them. They're going to see that as your weakness, and they're going to keep going. They're going to keep going to see how far they can
go. And there's also another claim. Oh, you're just cherry-picking people that say America was never great. It'll never be great, governor of New York. You're just cherry-picking congresswomen saying arrest people that criticize Democrats. No, they're all saying it. They are uncloaking. They are an authoritarian, foreign-funded, globalist group. We have cancer, folks. The average leftist literally gets nauseous if you say America is great. And I was never even an America file. I love America. I care about it. But I'm like, oh, this overdoing the flag and stuff. No, I get it now. There's people that hate it or trying to remove it. That's why you've got to defend it. So you've got to either totally choose it or totally be against it, because they're making their move right now. Matt, what do you think about just the culture of the left now is officially America hating?
Well, it's because the majority is staying silent. I mean, the far left liberal is really not the majority, but they own all of the media outlets. I mean, John Brown Gun Club just got a special on CNN called The United Shades, where they're glorified as peaceful defenders of their community. Yet we can't get 10 seconds on mainstream media when we are out there actually fighting for rights and draw crowds of 1,000 at the Olympia Capitol, standing against unconstitutional gun laws.
Well, they just discount all these Americans as Nazis. And as you said, American Shades is the one raising money for the terror group that just attacked.
Absolutely. And we're sitting here just, in shock that, it's from the schools to the media, every form of media, like they just own it and control it. And then you got places like Portland where the police won't go out and enforce the laws. So then you got Antifa running wild, and then that's put all over the liberal media as normal. It's just inspiring people to do more of the same.
And let's be clear. On the universities, in the think tanks, they've been breeding this for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary was supposed to come in. They were going to launch it. Well, Trump got in. They said, screw it. Launch it with Trump in. So you're seeing this is their attempt to take over. This is their assault.
Yeah. Imagine if Hillary had won. You'd be seeing this, the same exact pattern be happening, but it'd be done with the full support of the White House. The only thing keeping them in check right now is Trump, who's not doing what he should be doing. He should be nationalizing the National Guard of Oregon should have been federalized and put on the streets of Portland to keep the peace.
When the mayor openly lets them go out and attack people and split their heads. And see, that's the thing. He still gets off balance listening to his advisors that are scared of MSM. The MSM's hated. Everything, ignore them. No one listens to them. We have the initiative and we're in the right. If we take action, we can't be stopped.
Yeah, do what you should be doing. I mean, when they desegregated the schools in Little Rock, they brought in the U.S. military.
Eisenhower didn't play games. He sent troops in.
Right, exactly. And so you should federalize the Oregon National Guard, put them on the streets of Portland for one example among many, and secure the peace of the American people and their right to free speech and assembly. If he doesn't do that, though, guys like Matt and I have to go do it ourselves. And Joe Biggs. That's why Joe Biggs is heading to Portland on August 17th. There's going to be a collision course there between Antifa and veterans on August 17th because President Trump is not doing what he should be doing, frankly.
Now, let's talk about what Trump should do with Matt Marshall, 3%ers, and Stuart Rhodes, of course, the Oath Keepers. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. And remember, thanks to you, all their censorship, all their attacks have basically failed because you upped your game to the next level. So spread all the live links, all the articles, all the videos. That's how you override their operations. Of the country, the Soros-funded Antifa is praising the man that tried to blow up the ICE facility and burned up some cars, was shooting at police, who was killed. We've got Matt Marshall, who ran into him and knew this crazy, and Stuart Rhodes, of course, the Oath Keepers. Matt Marshall heads up three percenters in Washington State. After he leaves this next segment, I'm going to get into Trump's calling out of Ilhan Omar, saying, just get the hell out of the country. Sucks so bad. Don't come here and arrogantly tell us that you're going to teach us how to be Americans. She actually said that in a video Sunday. We're going to play it coming up. But Matt, you were telling us during the break that Antifa's buzzing around like a beehive in Washington, just beside themselves, saying, rest in power. This guy's the example of the future. Do what he did. He said he hopes people start killing random law enforcement. I mean, these people are crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there were sightings in Olympia yesterday with banners hanging off the back of pickup trucks that say, rest in power, Comrade Spronson, like just glorifying him, like, well, they're trying to martyr him. That's what they're doing. At the ICE facility, they had at the ICE facility, they had a memorial that set up for him out where he was shot.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's pull that up with lots of people playing guitar. And I mean, these people are such villains, and they think they're the good guys.
No, they've been brainwashed to hate their own country and want its demise, and you can't talk them out of it, unfortunately. You know, they sincerely believe that this nation is inherently, from its founding, was inherently evil and racist and imperialistic, and the only way to atone for their sins is to destroy their own country.
Matt, I don't mean this mean, but I've been to a lot of Antifa events. I've been to a lot of leftist events. You know, when you see a mentally ill person or somebody that has a chromosomal problem or a disorder, you can tell they have a disorder. And disagree or agree, but when I look at these videos and I look at the photos that we just showed of them out there celebrating this would-be killer, he looks like a mental patient. They look like they're mentally ill. It seems like something's wrong with them. A, do you agree with that? And B, how would you categorize your average Antifa person?
So the average Antifa, I just don't think thinks for themselves. They're part of the groupthink mentality. I mean, just little things like they stand across the street from us and hold a sign that says, kill Nazis and the cops who protect them. And then they turn around at yesterday's event and go and tattle on the seven guys that were open carrying legal pistols to the police because they're armed. The police response was, yeah, we see them. Your point. I mean, the police didn't care.
Exactly. They're like, we're going to have guns. Don't follow gun laws. He says, kill people with illegal guns. You're legal with guns. They go tattle on you.
Exactly. The same. I mean, it's the same thing. They tried labeling me as a misogynist somehow. Got a wife and three daughters, yet somehow I'm a misogynist. And so to protest me apparently hating women, they stood across the street dressed up as a giant vagina. That was how they were going to represent women.
So it doesn't make sense. You're a smart guy, Stuart. Try to profile these people in 2 minutes. I mean, who are they?
Well, what you're seeing there are the, I guess you'd call them the bottom feeders or their lowest level. But, I mean, I went to Yale Law School. A lot of my classmates were self-avowed, proud communists. So you can't presume that they're all just, you know, dumb people. That's not true. It's a mistake to think that. You're seeing the street soldiers, the ones who are more likely to go out there and stand around all night holding up signs.
The useful idiots.
Right, the useful idiots. But
because they all talk about, I want to belong, I finally do, the professor commands me.
But they're not, this is not a fringe element. This is deep inside of academia. The majority of the students on college campuses now will self-identify as socialist, which really means Marxist and communist. And their professors are...
Sure, so this is the weaponized authoritarian university shooting tentacles out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the average Bernie supporter. The average Bernie supporter is really a Marxist. They're a hardcore communist. They mask themselves, call themselves democratic socialists, but their whole agenda is Marxism. It's communism. And it's a ticking time bomb because they're being conditioned to believe that now they must go kinetic. They must fight back because it's now or never. These are concentration camps that must be liberated. They see themselves as the U.S. soldiers hitting the beach of Normandy to go fight the Nazis when they don't really realize they're actually the Nazis behind the machine
gun. And they're funded by a former Nazi. So, Matt, other points you want to make as we've been jumping in, you know, Stuart and I are never at a loss for words. You're a smart guy. Have you been able to ever turn one of these guys back to reality? Because we try to talk to them. None of them talk because they're in such a cult. They're told, you don't talk. Only the leader, the local professor in the mask, tells them what to do. Have you ever been able to get through to one of these guys?
On the street, no. Never on the street. Now, behind the scenes with some of their leadership, I've been able to have a civil conversation where we agree on nothing. but at least have a two-way conversation. On the street, they'll shut you down immediately because they know that we know what we're talking about and they don't. And so they immediately say that we're being aggressive by just saying, why do you think I'm a Nazi? Like that, told that at Washington State University. I said, why do you think that I'm a Nazi? Why do you think that I hate immigrants? And they said, you're being aggressive. Please get out of here.
And like you said, they go block our free speech. They physically attack us. You go to a public event, they come block you and say you're disrupting and make you leave. It's like a death of logic.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely cool.
Let's put that photo back on screen. This is a group of arrested Antifa. Now look at them. I'm not being mean. They all look like they have had lobotomies, and they all have this weird look, wimpiness, but they also are real crazed. They're very dangerous. It's like psychotic nerds or something. It's like, it's a weird phenomenon. What would you call this, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. A hodgepodge of people that needed to be hugged more when they were children?
No, I think that's what I said the other day. On a lot of leftists leave kids in cribs, don't take care of them. Babies aren't held. They don't get real breast milk. They are little needy weirdos who actually think they're victims, and then an evil sicks them on us. And I don't think they get, I'm not trying to be Mr. Tough Guy. I've never been in the military, but I'm a great shot and a lot of stuff. You look at these kind of guys, how long would this group of people in combat with veterans last?
Seconds, maybe minutes, depending on the circumstances. But these are the bottom level ones. These are the ones they push out in front to be arrested.
They're the decoys. There's other evil, like Hezbollah, MS-13, we know work for the Democrats. They're behind the scenes.
Yeah. You've got more dangerous elements in the John Brown Gun Club is a good example of that. More dangerous elements that do contain some veterans that are holding back and are waiting to go.
Tell us about those in closing, Matt Marshall.
Oh, absolutely. They know what they're doing with the firearms. The John Brown Gun Club, they're well trained. They post their range days on YouTube like other Patriot organizations do. They talk about building their own AR rifles. The difference is, as a Patriot organization, we try at least to follow the laws that at least make sense. And they had complete disregard for all laws. So this guy was a felon and didn't have the right to own a firearm. So they showed him how, and he built an AR-15 that he used for his attack. Whereas we just don't keep those people around. But they're very dangerous. The other thing is, so are we. We're very dangerous if we need to be. We're very calculated, though, and very well-tempered. So you're not going to be able to provoke a response from us. And the problem is, they don't realize that when they do provoke the response, they're really not going to like the end result.
Yeah, I mean, anybody trying with a firearm would take like 20 of them out in seconds. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. Unbelievable. Well, Matt Marshall, as this unfolds, please be our liaison reporter out there in Washington. God bless you. WA3%.org. You're running for school board, which is really important. Matt for ESD.com. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you and the other 3%ers.
All right. Thank you, Alice.
And be safe out there with the Antifa. You know they're about to strike. Stay with us. Front lines. Oh, yes, we are the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong. They are learning.
A new world order.
Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, award-winning constitutional lawyer as well, back when he was still having time to practice law, is here with us, and I want to cover the waterfront while he's still with us for the next 30 minutes. And hell, if you want to go longer, you can host the third hour with us. I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers. And I've worked towards this, but I'm really going to do this now, where we give the number out, and we take like five calls. And I go to those, we open the number up again, we take five, because we have a phone system that takes like 30 at a time. And we get like 30 calls on there, and I never get to half of them. So I'm not doing that anymore. We get callers on, we get to them, they're gone, because I respect you and I don't want to leave you on hold, but there's no way to get to 30 callers in 2 hours. So we're going to have a system where we take first-time callers for a while and where we go to five of them, clear the board, take five more, clear the board. That's coming up next hour. I'm not trying to toot my horn, But I'm very, very excited right now about Peter Thiel at the big conservative conference saying Google and Apple are working for the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms are working with the left to overthrow the country. That's what's happening. And we expose that, it's game over, they're beaten. Instead of having a huge civil war and all this crap, let's just be smart. Tell Americans, hey, foreign powers manipulated our openness with the globalists. They thought they'd do this. Obama and Hillary thought they'd be in power still. They're not. Let's just say no to it. That's so huge. We'll talk about that with Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk about Trump. I think a genius idea. Be politically incorrect. Go back to what makes sense. You wouldn't go to Somalia as a refugee, get elected there. They never elect you. They don't even have elections. And then talk about how Somalia sucks. They'd kill you. Instead, Trump just says, hey, lady, go. You married your brother. Go back. You came here fraudulently. In fact, I told crew last week, I'm going to do a White House petition where we call for Ilhan Omar to be investigated for fraudulently coming here, marrying her brother, have her citizenship stripped, and have her ass shipped back to Somalia where she'll be executed for wearing lipstick. And by the way, I'm not for that. I'm just saying, hey, baby, you said you're going to teach us how to be good folks. That eyeshadow gets your ass stoned to death. So we don't want you to die, sweetheart. We just don't want to live under your Sharia. So that's coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the one big way they can shut us down is either put a bullet in my head or, and we'd still keep operating, actually. That meant me a martyr. The best way they know is to financially shut us down. I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? We have great coffee. We have great fish oil. We have great nootropics. We have so many other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. We have so many products at InfoWarsStore.com that are already the highest rated. And that people need. You need fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine. It's great for your body, the best toothpaste out there from our research. You need X2 and X3, the good halogen in the body. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. You need turmeric. You know, my wife this morning, she has hip pain from playing tennis competitively and other stuff for decades. She said, you know, it's funny. This turmeric that says it's 3 times stronger doesn't have the same effect as your body's, but your body says it's a lower milligram of turmeric. And I explained to her, I said, honey, that's because this is a patented turmeric extract, but under FDA rules, you can't, even if it's an extract, you have to call it turmeric because we're under basically food law. And it gets into complex stuff. But I said, that's why ours is 95% curcuminoid. And so the average raw turmeric's maybe 5%. When it's concentrated, the best brands are 80%. We went out and found the highest you can get, 95% curcuminoid. And so you look at it and you go, well, that's weaker than other turmerics. Well, that's because the bottle would cost me $40 a bottle if it had the same milligram amount as raw turmeric. It's not raw turmeric. It's cold-pressed, patented, concentrated turmeric extract with several other things from Mother Nature to help boost it. Bodies is the strongest turmeric you're going to find anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. That is 50%+ off at InfoWarsStore.com. Even though it's a bestseller, I want you to get it. So store-wide free shipping. 75 to 25% off, $17.76 on all the apparel. That's the Betsy Ross flag shirts. That's the Space Force shirts. InfoWarsStore.com. Or make a straight-up donation. That way we get 95% of the money to fund this operation. I've got so many huge plans, so many behind-the-scenes things, so many big, exciting things we're secretly financing and funding that years from now I'll get to tell you about. But believe me, them trying to shut us down has made us leaner, it's made us stronger, and it's made us, you know, prepare to be shut down if we have to be and to fire a bunch of escape pods. But a lot of those escape pods are already doing huge things in the fight. So commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to call. And hundreds of items are 75 to 20% off. That means a lot of them we're losing money on, but we want to get all this shipped out to you so you see how great it is. Air filtration, water filtration, whatever it is you need, get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And Stuart Rhodes, talk about Oath Keepers and the work you're doing, because you never talk about getting support when you're on the show, but the work you do and how important it is for listeners to understand. We don't have George Soros or the big mega banks or the Fortune 500 funding us. We're only funded by we the people.
Absolutely. And so with Oath Keepers, we need you guys to join. And you don't need to be prior service. If you're prior service, military, law enforcement, of course, by all means, join. But if you're not, you can still join. We consider you part of the team. We're all in this together. And right now we have a membership sale. Take advantage of that. And we have a good, you know, good drawing for some good prizes for those who join. But we need boots on the ground. We've been boots on the ground at the border. We've been boots on the ground against Antifa in multiple places across the country for the last 2 years. And we'll continue to do the same. Right now, we're going to be posting guys, just like the 3%ers did in Washington State. We'll be posting up outside of ICE centers to defend the flag and also to defend against terrorism. So we need your support, and we encourage you to come join and come step in.
And by the way, the infiltration, I never gotten big because of the infiltration. The way you've kept a clean ship at Oath Keepers, how the hell did you do that?
Well, we have good people. We have guys that are level-headed, prior service military and law enforcement, who come in and you know, by and large.
So you know who over areas to put in charge to where...
Yeah, we put good people in charge. And, you know, from the bottom up, they're all self-regulating. They take care of themselves, and they purge out the hotheads or the plants.
And, boy, there are plants, aren't there?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, we saw it during the whole Bundy standoff in Oregon. What, 10, 12 of them were actually paid informants? So we expect it. We're not doing anything illegal. And so, as Matt was saying, we stay above board and comply with our laws in our states. And we keep things clean, and they can't do anything about that. They can't stop us from doing things we do.
I mean, it really is true. The conservative Christian nationalist movement are a bunch of Boy Scouts, and it doesn't mean that we don't know about. We don't want to be corrupt. We love being good, decent people.
Well, sure. Most law-abiding American citizens. This is what the left plays against you, though, is that they know that we will stick to the letter of the law and follow the law while they break everything. They break all the rules, break all the laws, thumb their nose at the Constitution, thumb their nose at federal law, for example, on immigration, and they just run.
But don't they get, once the veneer of civilization peels back, what's going to really happen?
I don't think they do. I think they have normalcy bias of their own. They look at us and they see people that they think, you know, like guys our age will dismiss as boomers, right? But they'll say, you know, these are people who are weak and won't do anything. They don't understand that we're the tip of a huge iceberg of Americans who are still going about their daily business, trying to make a living for their families, and they're busy.
And that's why they want you and I and others taken out, is they know we're command and control. But I got to tell the enemy something. It's beyond our control. America is so awake and so amazing. If Stuart and I were gone tomorrow, this thing still rolls on.
That's correct. So you've got rank and file veterans out there, for example, who are going about their lives, who are well-trained. A lot of them are combat vets. And if this kicks off into a civil war, a bloody one, they will instantly go to work and organize in their local communities and take it to the left, and left will be stomped.
Let's be clear. We don't have to give orders. Our people are all smart. They're not going to go target meth head Antifa. Civil war starts, the leadership of the Democratic Party is not going to be in a nice place.
Among others, right.
I mean, they really ought to be surrendering right now.
But the danger, as you said, is China. That's the real danger for us, though.
Let's talk about that when we come back, and let's get into Trump's great move, going after AOC, going after Ilhan Omar, and saying, just get out, you traitor, you enemy, instead of bowing and always cowering to these people.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it blows me away to see Apple and Google openly move to China and openly involved in espionage, and to be the first to raise the alarm and to actually see our government waking up and finally taking action. Our government's not perfect, but compared to the Chi-Coms, they're the good guys. As the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said this year in hearings, when senators brought up the point that Apple is actually, and Google are working with China against the United States. And you were saying before the break, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, that really is the central issue. As we talk about the left and all this in Hollywood, but it really is Chinese now.
Well, sure, and that's a great danger. If America, unfortunately, were to devolve into a civil war, I think a big concern we would have is what would the Chinese do?
They'd make their South China Sea move.
Absolutely. Well, not just that. They would also make a move on the west coast of the United States, frankly. You know, I know it sounds kind of crazy to say that, but that's what their ideology would tell them to do, is come support the communists inside the United States.
Well, they're already funding the Confucius groups. When I was covering Antifa and we infiltrated them like 6 years ago when nobody was talking about them, they were following Maoist events and going to Confucius groups, and UT professors were there running Antifa. So like you said, this is high level. That's why Antifa is so protected.
Well, I mean, they're the tip of the spear for the radical left, and the radical left believes that they're about to fulfill, you know, with Hillary's election, they're about to fulfill their long march, the institutions, to make this country into a communist state. But then Trump threw a monkey wrench in those plans, and like you said before, that's why they've amped up, they've freaked out and said, we got to push forward our agenda and, you know, crash the system with a Cloud Piven strategy. That's what they're doing right now. So the real question is, will it kick off before or after the election? Frankly, if it's almost like 1860 all over again. If the left loses the election, they'll go insane and spark a revolution. If they win the election, they'll go crazy and try to crush us with state power.
So either way.
Well, yeah, and a lot of folks in the political right will not accept the results of the election either. They'll consider the results to be illegitimate because they know that they're going to use massive vote fraud. So I don't think we're going to be able to avoid it either way. One way or the other, I believe we're heading for a civil war. The only way to possibly shortchange that is if Trump seals the border with the troops and then goes after the election fraud issue.
No, I agree. If we don't have massive action now, it's going to be 10 times worse. And you know how I know you're right? Not just intellectually, not just historically, not just economically. Gut level. My gut says, my body is like literally, go train with guns, get ready to fight, buy a place in the country, get food. Like my gut's never wrong. My gut is, protect your family, it's too late, get out. And the fact that my gut is screaming, evacuate, evacuate, tells me, you know, that fatherly side of me, that motherly side, is like, protect your children. And that tells me that some big stuff's coming.
Yeah, you need to get ready for it. I mean, as you've been pushing, and I've been pushing for years, you've got to have your food storage down, you've got to have fuel, you've got to have your weapons, and you've got to have a network of close family or friends.
So is your gut doing the same thing? Like, bzz, bzz,
absolutely.
Bzz,
yeah. I'm not sure it's avoidable. We have a small window left for a peaceful solution, but Trump has got to act in a decisive manner as commander in chief. He's got to suppress the radical left while securing our borders.
He can't underestimate how crazy they are.
No, you can't. But here's the thing is that, like I said before, their whole game plan now is to steal the election with massive voter fraud. That's the whole point of them bringing all these people in, is they're going to be future Democrat voters. And
they've got the scanned databases of dead people. Just in California, they had to take millions off the voter roll. They admitted were voting illegally the names of dead people 2 weeks ago. That got no coverage. Judicial Watch.
Right.
All confirmed. They won their lawsuit, proved millions of, well, it was like 1.3 million illegal voters in California alone.
That's a drop in the bucket. This is what's kind of frustrating right now. So the ICE raids today, started yesterday, are going to go after about 2,000 people. Well, 2,000 come in almost every day, if not more.
More than that.
It's more than that.
158,000 a month they catch.
Yeah. So while Trump's focused on that, they're bringing in even more and more and more. That's why he must use the military to seal the border. And it's very frustrating for me. I wonder why he hasn't done that yet.
And all these states now have legalized giving voter IDs to illegals, and they're saying, let them vote. I mean, it's here.
Yeah, and they're taking the mask off. They're letting you know openly. I mean, Omar herself, no, I think it was Cortez, said that these are her constituents, that the illegal aliens are her constituents. So they're doing it right in your face. And, of course, if you point it out.
Beto is campaigning in Mexico.
Sure, yeah. That's why they're going down there. Those are their actual constituents. Their new constituency, they're losing black and Hispanic Americans, actual U.S. citizens, are walking away. And so they're replacing.
And the numbers show that. You're not just saying it. Double the number of Hispanics and blacks supporting Trump. So they're just panicking, then trying to break the gates.
Exactly. So this is Cloud Piven all the way.
So can we survive their death throes?
Only if Trump acts decisively as far as avoiding conflict. The only way to do it peacefully is he must lock the border down and he must go after the election fraud.
You know, I've always been anti-police state, but the police state just means authoritarians in control of the police. That's why I'm now like, control the border, arrest people calling for violence, because if we don't, it's going to be 50 times worse.
Well, it'll be the end of the United States as a country. That's their goal. You know, that's why they chant, you know, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Their goal is to destroy the United States as a country and then rule over it as an oligarchy.
And these lazy asses won't know how to run the reactors. We can barely run the country as it is. They think civilization's like this easy thing to run.
Well, the leftist elites will run it, but they'll run it the same way you see in Venezuela or in Cuba. There'll be a small oligarchy of Marxist leaders at the very top who then lord over a bunch of serfs. That's the goal.
That's it.
Right.
I can't believe how clear-cut it is. I can't believe how did they convert? Were the Democrats always this evil? We know they weren't. How did they convert the average Democrat to be such a crazed, mindless demon?
In college. The universities were dominated by Marxists and still are, and they're being brainwashed in college. And then now it's all the way down to the elementary school. As you pointed out many times, they're indoctrinating the children through from elementary school onward to hate their country, hate the flag, not pledge allegiance, and then grow up to be communists.
Let's shift gears to Trump. It's really smart for him to call it what it is and say, you came here illegally, you married your brother, you say the country sucks, get the hell out. Then the media spins it. Oh, he said four congressmen women weren't from here. No, he was talking about Ilhan Omar. If you read his tweets, I'll show some of them to TV viewers here right now. For radio listeners, I'll read them. But Trump just lays out the common sense. If it's the worst place on earth, get the hell out.
Right. Well, the thing is what Omar is she is essentially a jihadist tool of the Muslim Brotherhood. And she's the perfect congruence of the radical left and Islam. They've come together in this alliance of America-hating Islamicists and America-hating communists who are she's the perfect image of the both of them combined. Her and Keith Ellison is another example of an American-hating communist who became a Muslim. Because he believed it was his best way to fulfill his communist goals. She's the same way. Of course, she's being handled by the Muslim Brotherhood, though.
What is it about Ilhan Omar and all the arrogance of these people? I mean, they're just so arrogant.
Well, she's confident that she's going to win. She's a true believer jihadist. This is her mission. And they use the identity politics and race card to suppress dissent in the Democratic Party now. You're seeing what's being done to Biden. He's being held out there as a sacrificial lamb because he's a white male. So they're using this identity politics weapon to weaponize.
They're betting the minorities are a bunch of racist trash.
Well, I mean, they're hoping that, but
I don't think it's working. That's what I'm saying is, right. But they're just pushing the most racist garbage I've ever seen.
Well, part of it is to suppress your dissent, to shut you up, to make you feel like you have to be silent. Otherwise, you're
because the race term is so magic, but I think they've overplayed it. Do you think Trump's smart to go ahead and throw the gauntlet down and just say get the hell out? Then if you don't like it,
yeah. But I think you should point out what her strategy really is. She should point out that she is not a moderate Muslim. She's not like Hirsi Ali. Forgot her name is. She's not like her, a moderate Muslim who loves the United States and wants to be westernized. She's a radical Islamicist who is pushing the same agenda as Hamas or Muslim Brotherhood. And she's also in line with American-hating communists. He should call her out on both of those issues. He should call it out for what it is.
No, I agree. What about these fake NBC polls, just like we saw 3 years ago? Oh, Biden, Warren, Sanders, all ahead of Trump at NBC poll. I mean, this is as fake as a $3 bill.
Well, I suspect what they're going to do, frankly, I think they're going to either run Michelle Obama or they're going to run Kamala. They're going to sacrifice Biden and go for a black woman because they believe they need that to win. They need the black vote and they need the woman's vote.
And that people, just because of identity, will go for it.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do an Obama point, too. That's why I think, frankly, I think it'd be Michelle Obama. I'm not sure that anyone else is saying
that. What I've heard. They're trying to get her to do it. I think that's what they think is the magic ticket.
I think they do. She'd probably pick a Hispanic as a running mate or potentially Bernie Sanders to get that socialist vote.
I'd love to have a black president or as long as they're not a communist or a globalist. But it's like, how would anyone want to put somebody like AOC in charge of the country? She is just a venomous demon.
Right. Well, run Candace Owens, I guess, then, to counter that.
My God, it's unbelievable. Well, they say she's a Nazi because we heard so on TV. We'll be right back with another segment with Stuart Rhodes. And I'm giving the number out for all of you out there, first-time callers, to give your take on what you think of the state of this nation. Wow, we're in the middle of a civil war. Give the toll-free number out here, and then in about 20-30 minutes, Stuart's going to take a break because he's hosting the fourth hour today. Stuart Rhodes is here with us.
It's 2 a.m.
And we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers on how do we save this country. What do you make of Trump saying, hey, if you hate the country so much, you came here illegally, married your brother, Ilhan Omar, get the hell out. What do you think of that? First-time callers only. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. 877-789-ALEX. Your calls are coming up next segment. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, on the terror attacks against ICE, on the left, on their craziness. Why, we were talking during the break, why are they so competent? Confident.
I believe they think that they've sufficiently brainwashed at least half the country to hate the American flag and hate their own country. They believe that they've, you know, riding this wave, and they'll defeat Trump through that wave, and then bringing in more voters, which is what they're doing, and then having the illegal aliens vote. And they might be right. If they can get enough people in before the 2020 election, and then have Soros funded buses running around and gathering them all up to go vote at the polls in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states where they feel protected to vote, they may be correct. They could get the popular vote. And then with the manipulation of the states saying they're going to give the electoral college votes to the automatic winner of the popular vote, that could be their way to victory. So I think they believe they can beat Trump through those mechanisms.
And the globalists always plan to use third world populations coming in as a checkmate against domestic populations who didn't like globalist authoritarianism. They're just compressing their plan because they're losing.
Right. Well, they flooded Europe, and so they did it in Europe. And like you said, they bumped up the timetable now. If Hillary had won, that'd have been it. She'd opened the doors and brought, you know, amnesty for all. They would have been, you know, given amnesty, and more would have come in. But now they're pushing the gates because they have to make sure they've got the maximum number in by the 2020 election, and then have them vote.
What about this paradigm, though? Because I've been interviewing you for more than 15 years, longer than that. Back then, there's no world government. There's no plan to break the borders. We had the globalist plan. They'd admitted it, but no one believed they'd actually try it. Now that they're trying the plan that only vindicates us, I don't see how even long-term they're going to win when their whole program has been exposed. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's the problem, is that they do steal the election. Like I said earlier, it's going to erupt in a civil war because we won't accept the results. The problem with that, though, is that they'll claim that we're the ones who are anti-democratic, that we're the ones who aren't accepting the results of the election, and they're going to try to get the military and police to crack down on us. So this is the danger for us, is that if they do steal the election, we have no choice but to fight, but now we'll be perceived as the ones who are anti-government again. Right now, they're the ones running around, you know, actually wanting to destroy the government. They're the ones that are really anti-government. So the danger
for us... Yeah, we were always called anti-government. Imagine if we were running around saying, our ethos is kill police.
Right.
I mean...
All cops are bastards, one of their chants, you know, ACAB, all cops are bastards. And, they, you know, they believe there's no such thing as a good police officer because they want to kill them all.
Well, they say the only good cop's a dead cop. So everything the left ever said about the right wing, they're doing.
Well, sure. They're openly, these anarchists are openly anti-government and want to destroy the United States.
Well, I'm going to say it. They may try it and wreck the country, but the dog doesn't hunt.
Well, they could. They could turn us into, you know, if we submit to it, we'll be a third.
No, you're right. From the Chi-Com perspective, the left winning, they know that won't happen. But wrecking the country, they could.
Yeah. They could throw us into turmoil. And here's the big danger. Like, I know a lot of people have been war gaming what could happen in a civil war scenario. We win every time if we're left to our own devices here inside the United States to settle among ourselves. But foreign,
they're going to collapse Latin America completely in 20 million, 100 million. It's done. They're going to Chi-Coms. We'll lay it out.
Right. Well, even an EMP, for example, would be the big kill switch, right? If they're going to lose a civil war, they can do an EMP strike, blame it on a foreign power like Russia or whatever, and then just wipe us off the face of the earth through starvation.
All right. Let's take some calls when we come back at 877-789-ALEX. And then let's talk about the Civil War scenario that's been wargamed by a lot of smart folks. And then you're going to host the fourth hour. Hell, you ought to get into that then. Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org is our guest. Stay with us.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Stuart Rose, we're going to take phone calls here at 877-789-ALEX from first-time callers on the left trying to start a civil war. They've attacked an ICE facility. They're attacking myself, others, everybody, saying they want to trigger a civil war all over the country. CNN and others are praising this guy that went out and did this. We've shown all the articles. We're going to talk about that with the callers. We're also going to get into Trump, I think, telling it like it is, saying, listen, Ilhan Omar came here as a teenager. from war-torn Somalia with Islamists fighting over power. No Christians allowed, no lipstick allowed, no college for girls, no school for girls, burqa for girls. You come here and you hate America. He says, if you hate it, you can't leave fast enough. They spin that as racist. Not about race. It's about ideology.
Yeah, it's about her own hatred of this country that she has been ungrateful for. This is the best country on the face of the earth, which is why she's here in the first place. Then she comes here and wants to condemn it. And she's adopted and jumped in with radical leftists who hate this country.
Let's read some of these tweets from the president. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? They come back and show us how. And imagine, like, if you moved to some other country, you'd been there for 30 years, 20 years, and you get elected to their government, you tell them how they suck. I played a video yesterday where she says, America's bad, but I'll teach you how to be good. I mean, something's wrong with this lady. It is done. These places need your help badly. Since you tell us how to live, you can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi will be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. And the president went on from there. And then here's the quote. Omar questions the patriotism of American-born citizens. She says someone not born here is better than the natural-born and that she will teach you how to be an American. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, I think this is vintage Trump. His response is spot on. You know, she is pulling the race card, and she is trying to shame us all into, you know, feeling that we're not real Americans. She's the real American. The Islamicist, America-hating, you know, radical leftist is the real America.
What shows how Americans aren't arrogant and aren't a power trip. We're so Christian, even the original ethos, like, you're right, we're sinners. Show us how we're bad. And this demon goes, well, I'll tell you, as the accuser, you're a piece of filth. Let's see what I say. And we go, you're right. They use a twisted form of Christianity, because we admit we're fallen and have problems. We aren't arrogant like her. They use that against us.
Well, she's playing on leftist white guilt also. All the radical leftists believe sincerely that, look at Beto O'Rourke, you know, confessing that his ancestors owned slaves. You know, they're running around falling all over themselves trying to apologize for being the worst country on the face of the earth.
Because I agree whites are bad.
Right. So she just jumps in and says, yes, that's exactly right. You're all horrible. So next thing she's going to do is tell us all to kill ourselves.
Yeah, well, good luck. She says, we all know that AOC and the crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our country. They're calling the guards along our border patrol agents, concentration camp guards. They accuse people of supporting Israel, doing it for the Benjamins. And he goes on to break all of this down. I mean, This has absolutely got to panic them.
This is exactly what he needs to say. And he needs to go ahead and drop the next shoe, which is to say, and they're going to try to steal the election through massive vote fraud. That's why they're bringing all these people in. That's what he should say.
The Democrats want to unite, quoting Trump from Twitter, Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths and actions of these very unpopular and unrepresentative congresswomen. It will be interesting to see how it plays out. I can tell you that they have made Israel feel abandoned by the United States. And then he goes on from there. So sad the Democrats sticking up for people who speak so badly for our country. Let me ask you this. Why is it that most of these women come from countries where women aren't allowed outside the house and wear hoods over their heads and are killed if they smart mouth to their husband? It's so weird that they don't reject the ethos of radical, orthodox, you know, dirt floor Islam. Then they come here, though, and rise up as women and tell us American men suck. Is it they're so threatened by the red blood?
No, it's because this is jihad.
They're controlled by their husbands.
She's a jihadist. She's controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
That's her whole point of being here. She's
funded by that.
Absolutely. And that's why so many Somalians were brought here by Obama to be a voting block in Minnesota. Now, I toured Minnesota for a speaking tour for the GOP.
It's Somalia.
Well, it is. And they came in such large numbers that
they throw openly all the time, little white kids off the Mall of America, and they just fall and crash, and they just celebrate. I mean, stabbing people, murdering people. It's just like, worship them, worship them, worship them.
Right. And so they never intended to assimilate. I mean, as we both know, If you come here to assimilate, I don't care where you're from. I don't care what color you are. But if you come here for conquest, then you're a domestic enemy now.
I just don't get it. If I came here from Somalia and I got free welfare and I got elected to Congress, I'd go, hey, this is a pretty good country. She'd be nothing in Somalia. But I guess she's such a cult-programmed Stockholm syndrome that she just, even though she'd have, she couldn't even speak in public in Somalia, but here she will rule.
Well, this is the problem with all of these left. This is the problem, is they're using women because they know a leftist in the United States, a white leftist, for example, will feel that they have to, you know, coddle and protect these poor women are being persecuted by Trump. That's why they use women.
Human shields, just like
sure
terrorists.
They're their tickets. Kind of like when they ran Obama because he was half black. You got to run a Muslim black woman. That's like the epitome of the victim mindset in this country. The most oppressed is a black woman Muslim. So whenever Trump attacks them, all it does is reinforce in their mind that Trump is a Nazi. That's the downside to him doing what he's doing. Although I think it's what he's doing is great. You know, go ahead and fire it off.
Oh, let's just go all the way.
Right.
I mean, he ought to invite her. Like, okay, I'll give you $20 million taxpayer money. Go help Somalia, lady. I mean, just please. She won't do it. She just comes here knowing we have a soul, knowing that we care, and she tells us how much we suck.
Because the whole point is conquest. I mean, it really is. I mean, years ago, I was more of an open borders libertarian, much more skeptical of the threat of Islam. But now,
back when you worked for Ron Paul.
Yeah, I mean, but now you can't deny it. This is
look what's going on. It's not even that the immigrants are bad. They've been weaponized.
Yeah.
They're put in refugee camps. They're brainwashed for 6 months, and then they're fired at us.
And they're taught not to assimilate, and they're taught, like you said before, to hate this country. And they're taught that by the radical leftists who also hate this country.
But even the Dalai Lama, Vladimir Putin, top leftist professors that live in Sweden and Germany are like, okay, we were wrong. This was a setup. Why did we do this?
Right. Well, Europe is now starting to wake up. Look what's going on in France. You got massive rallies by illegal aliens demanding citizenship.
Taking government buildings over.
Right. You know, so eventually it'll be the same thing here. You'll see the Washington Monument, you know, probably torn down by radical Islamicists and other foreigners who come here.
But I don't get it. If we're so unsuperior, why do they want to be here then?
Conquest.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the Islamicists, it's conquest. And it's also conquest for Lil Raza and other radical Marxist groups like that, the Reconquista.
I mean, I wish Americans had that, not even a feeling of conquest, but a feeling of self-defense, because I don't want to run anything, but I won't be run.
Well, we do feel that way. We're looking at this, though. Here's the problem, is Trump is not doing what he can do and should do as commander-in-chief.
No, I agree. We should actually, I never used to be for these wars, but now that the whole thing's collapsed, well, sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, Trump needs to take action, and the political right in this country is waiting for him and watching, waiting for him to take action. We elected him as the commander-in-chief to take care of this. Unless he acts as commander-in-chief very soon, it's going to be over as far as a political solution in this country. We'll have no recourse but to fight. That's what they're.
And by the way, folks, this isn't rhetoric. Any way you slice it,
no, not
the leftists already think it's a physical war.
Yeah, well, it already is a physical war. Bernstein was correct. We're in a cold civil war. It's beginning to go hot now with radical Marxists. We'll see. You know, 2 years ago, I said that they'll eventually turn into Weather Underground. They're going to start going kinetic with guns and with bombs, and we just saw that on Saturday.
Well, we're not taking it lying down. That's for sure. They want to fight. They're going to get one. But we better work hard now to stop it, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to push Trump to do what he can do now.
Because the UN invasion isn't going to be UN helmets. Well, I'll take out the blue helmets. It's going to be giant refugee mobs, leftist, Antifa, your own people that have doxed you. They'll be a delivery at your house if you're a congressman. The left's going to shoot you in the back of the head. They've been planning. They mean to do it. MIA, Lyle, Ben, Joe, Jim, Michael, Anthony, Connor, all first-time callers. We're going to you right now. Stuart Rhodes, my guest. He's going to punch you out in about 10 minutes. He's going to come back in the fourth hour and host today ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. We were talking to the break just briefly. I agree with you. If Trump doesn't take action now, he's being told he's going to win re-election. They've got internal polls. He knows he's 15, 20 points ahead from the fake polls. That doesn't matter. the Democrats and all the fraud we've seen. They already wanted him out. They'll break any rule. It's been proven that millions, 1.3 million voted illegally in California. The Judicial Watch just won a lawsuit 2 weeks ago. They're going for broke, and they're going to use the election as the cleanest way to get him out.
Sure, they're going to swamp it. Like I said before, all these sanctuary cities, it's always a mistake to send the asylum seekers to sanctuary cities, because all that does is make them voting blocks, sheltered illegal voting blocks in those cities or those states. And that's the game plan. I mean, if they thought there was going to be Republican voters coming in from other countries, you could see the wall from space that they would build to stop those future Republican voters from coming in. But because they know that predominantly they're going to vote Democrat, especially when they're being encouraged by the Democrats to vote illegally, they know they're going to vote Democrat, and they'll get a permanent lock on power. Ann Coulter was correct about that.
And they've been bragging. The Democrats now admit this. It's just total insanity. Let's go to phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Connor, then Anthony, and others. Connor on the air from Indiana. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. So great to talk to you. I actually wanted to make a few points. My wife is actually from the Philippines, and we went through the legal immigration process. And it's taken so much time, so much money, and I've actually had to give up a lot of my personal documentation and hers as well to get here. And I don't know, my kind of, I don't want to say hatred for illegal immigrants, has kind of swelled over like the last, months or so that's been going on. Cash has been outflowing from my wallet, and, to see these people wanting open borders is pretty sick to me.
Well, I agree with you. We should make people that aren't criminals and have skills easier to be citizens. But the Democrats want a permanent underclass. And so they just say, oh, come on in, we'll legalize you. But you're never really a citizen. They suck off of you.
That's exactly right. And to see Ilhan Omar, she just stayed completely silent when they desecrated our flag. And, I actually watched The Patriot with my wife. I mean, it's not the most historically accurate movie, but she's a pro-Trump immigrant and all this stuff. And she just loves our country. She's so grateful to be here. And I just think it's sick that, Ilhan Omar being an asylee refugee, from Somalia, to just stay silent on the desecration of her flag, one open borders, all this stuff is just disgusting. And
it's like Stuart Rhodes said, my friend, God bless you, Connor, and God bless your American wife, because you love America and you love freedom. You're an American. That's the problem. The left puts them in refugee centers for 6 months on average, brainwashes them, and then ships them up here with a chip on their shoulder. God bless you. I appreciate that call. Let's go ahead and go to Anthony in Nevada. Anthony, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex and Stuart.
God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. I wanted to thank Stuart for his service as well. I never was in the military myself, but I have met Stuart during the Bundy Ranch situation that was down here in Las Vegas, and it was very nice to meet you, Stuart.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to call and talk about how normal people just need to get out there and be active. My brother and I, we try to be as active as possible. We do have kids and stuff we have to take care of, but the more regular people get out there and get active, the more we could take this country back from these leftists.
No, I agree. And that's what's so humbling about this show, because I'm good sometimes, I'm bad sometimes, but I mean well. But the humblingness of everybody of every race, color, and creed, who are all humans with red blood, all the same race under Christ, the goodness of our audience, they really are the resistance. I mean, our audience is the resistance.
Yeah, well said. Well said.
100%.
Anything else, Anthony?
Me and my brother just started a website last night, battleborn.news. We're going to try to cover as much local news as we can. And
that's awesome. Say that slowly, because I didn't catch it.
Battleborn.news.
Battleborn.news. What a great name. Battleborn.news. I'm sure folks will check it out, Anthony. Biggest thing is go out and shoot video, local events, link it up, and it'll send you huge traffic. Great job, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Mia in Ohio, then Andrew. Mia, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes.
Alex, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call about a situation that we had on 4th of July over here. I live in a city on a suburb of Cleveland, West Side, and it's pretty much being taken over by Muslims. It's horrifying. I took my two little boys. I have a 7 and 8 year old boy. My husband and I got our bags, picnic stuff, brought it to the local park, and immediately I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It looked like I was in another country. I started getting upset. I looked around. I said something to one of them. I said, "Where's your red, white, and blue? I don't see anyone with flags or any, you know, they're wearing all their black stuff." And I just got really upset, and I said some stuff, and then they said stuff back to me. And within seconds, I had about five cops grab me in front of my kids, handcuff me, put me in the car, and take me away and arrest me.
Well, ma'am, I'd like to say, I'm sure this is a true story. I'd like to put you on hold, get you as a guest, get your info, and try to support you because all over the country, I go to restaurants now, just regular restaurants, and there'll be five women with burqas on in Austin. So it must be 10 times the number they say of Muslims been brought in. I mean, it must be millions a month or something. I mean, you drive down any street, there's just Muslims everywhere in full burqas. I mean, I'm not just talking hijabs. I mean, full beekeeper suits. And they're just, you can't go to most malls in Austin now. The men will say stuff to your daughters. "Oh, little slut bitch." You want to get in a fight with them. You know, your 10-year-old daughter, they go, "You're my bitch now." Because if they're not wearing a beekeeper suit, they're free game. And so all the grooming, all of it's here. So you were out. Trying to go to the 4th of July public event, you saw this?
Yes, and it happened last year too, and I ignored it. And then, you know, I told my husband I got to leave. I'm just so American, and I'm so patriotic. It just disgusted me.
So, did the police charge you with something?
They charged me. Well, some Muslim lady came up to me and she goes, "If you don't leave here, something really bad's going to happen to you."
Oh.
And right after she said that, I'm sure I said something back. And immediately, I'm telling
Wait,
you.
Wait, you talked back to a guy?
I know. Can you believe it?
What an American woman. Listen, under Islam, only Islamic women can even talk. Dogs outside Islam do not talk. You dirty infidel. You talk back to a living God?
You know what the worst part, though, Alex, is that the police were so quick to judge who was the problem. In
of course.
As me and throw me.
Ma'am, stay there. But I want to get. So have they charged you with something?
Yes, I am being charged with. Well, first of all, they were asking me my name and I was so mad. So I wouldn't.
Sure. They tricked you into. Okay, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Stuart's going to take a break. He's hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk to Mia. You know, you heard about people getting arrested for Hitler dog jokes, or you heard about. What happened to Tommy Robinson for covering Islamic rape gangs? Well, this woman's been arrested in Ohio for talking to a god. You don't talk to gods.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Yeah, folks, the country has been overrun. Islam has 1.8 billion people, said to be 3 billion in just less than a decade. And the borders are wide open. And all the big corporations are behind it. And yeah, in Europe, they have no-go zones everywhere. And Europeans aren't allowed to go into them. The Muslims can burn thousands of cars a night. They're God. And so this poor lady, Mia in Ohio. Mia, I know you're upset about this. Recap where it happened, where you were. We've gotten your name and number. You're going to get us the proof. We're going to make a national story out of this. You were arrested for talking to a Muslim. And I want to hear how the police set you up, what town you were again, where all this happened. Because we're going to make a big issue out of this. So recap what happened to you.
Okay. Well, this is Westlake, Ohio. We're about 40 minutes west of Cleveland, and I'm from the east side of Cleveland originally, and I've never seen so many. When I moved with my husband here, I noticed the difference of the, you know, area, and I've been concerned about it ever since. And so when we were at a picnic all day on 4th of July, swimming at a pool with family, aunts, uncles, we got home, we got ready, we went to the local city, our city fireworks display. And I just looked around. I couldn't believe it. I mean, we must have been like literally in like a no-go zone in my own city, you know? And I didn't want to make a big deal out of it in front of my husband because you know, he's kind of like, you're so sensitive to it, you know, so, whatever. So anyhow, we sat down and he went and got ice cream with the kids. And I just looked around. I couldn't help it. I started videotaping and I was getting angry. And I just said, where's your red, white, and blue? Where everyone was wearing like black. It was, you know, no one had a flag. No one had an American t-shirt. Nothing.
Let's be clear. It wasn't the burqas. It wasn't the hijabs. It wasn't the black clothing of obviously super Orthodox Muslims. It was that there wasn't any American flags. They were just there for the fireworks.
I mean, you're just there to see fireworks. And I remember going last year, and I had to leave last year because I thought maybe it was just a weird night, and I just didn't like the scene. And anyhow, so I'm taking a
video. Ma'am, I get how you're freaked out. I've been in restaurants, okay, where there's literally a third of the restaurant or half is men with women in burqas. They take the food and go under it. It's people like in Halloween outfits. And they're so arrogant about it. Everyone kisses their ass.
They're very
and like
arrogant.
Gay people come
they're
over and go, oh, we love you. Oh. Even though they want to kill them. And it's just so obscene. So I get what you're saying, the incompatibility of all this. So tell us, oh, you videotaped in public. Was that angered them? So tell us what happened.
So I'm videotaping and I'm saying, look at this city, Westlake, you know, and I was making comments. Well, someone must have heard me. She came up to me and she goes, you better get out of here or something bad's going to happen to you. And I'm, you know, I must have said, obviously, I fought back. I said, what are you talking about? This is my city, my country. Where's your, you know, and then I went on the American, where's your, you know, representation of our country? Nothing. And one of her friends or whoever, another Muslim in the area must have ran to the police because within seconds I had about six cops on me, like as if I had pulled a gun or something. And I was just, I couldn't believe it. You know, I felt like, so I'm still shocked. I'm still in shock. I swear to God.
So and so what? And so the police, let me guess, they tricked you into getting upset and claim you did something to them. What did they charge you with?
Well, because he originally said, I said, what are you arresting me for? He said, assault. I said, you're lying. I said, I never touched anybody. And I swear to you on my kid's life, I didn't touch anybody.
Sure. Of course.
So, they put, you know, they bring me over to the car in handcuffs. I said, officer, just let me get my thing and let me just get my husband and my kid and get in the car and go home. And, you know, and he wouldn't let me.
Oh, he's going to get a promotion for teaching a dirty American to lay down and take it. So what happened? He claimed you bumped him or something?
These were two particular officers. And then they wanted, you know, they were treating me like crap and they wanted my name. And I said, do I have to give you my name? You know, I was like, combative.
So how did it end? What did they charge you with?
Well, they ended up charging me with disorderly conduct and failure to disclose my name.
So being a dirty American. Well, don't worry. You go for a jury trial. You don't plea bargain. And I want your full info. I'm sure it's a true story. You'll do a GoFundMe. You need to raise $1 million and then we'll have a whole film crew out there. I give you my word. Next 4th of July, our listeners will fund a film crew there to show the jihadi 4th, okay?
It's just sad. Yeah, it's sad. But anyhow, that's
Let me guess, were the Islamists celebrating when you were taken away in cuffs?
Oh, my God, thank you for saying that, because that was my next point. It was disgusting to watch them laughing at me as they took me away from my kids and put me in a cop car. They were off. That's the last thing I remember.
They celebrate our openness and weakness. Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, I've experienced. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yep. And
they all had kind of that Ilhan Omar look, kind of like just wait. How are they laughing? Like, tell us about it.
I just remember looking at one particular gentleman with the beard and the whole thing and just him with these big, huge teeth laughing at me. And that's like the last thing I remember seeing before, you know.
Let me just say this, Mia, your husband's lucky to have you, and we need more women like you to get their men in freaking gear. So you need to tell your husband, don't try to take me to some America desecration, piss in America's face event like that again. And I'm not telling you to get a new husband, but, you know, I mean, what does he think about this now? Is he pissed off you got arrested?
Well, he was for just a little bit.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I mean, just that night, you know, because, well, first of all, they're like
most American men should be begging for a woman like you. No, I'm serious. That has instincts and is concerned, you know?
It is concern. It just so saddens me, and it's so close to me that I, you know, I watched Tommy Robinson, and it just reminded me. I felt like him for a minute. It was scary.
It's like, well, let me tell you, really don't plea or bargain these bastards, and you make them get it in front of a jury, okay?
Yeah, well, I already got an attorney, and she's working on it, but I don't know what to do.
Listen, we're going to get your full info. I want to do a story on you. God bless you. All right, see, I say I'll take a lot of calls, and one caller I could talk to for hours. Folks, let me tell you, you don't think it's upsetting until I can't go to Barton Creek Mall now at night. And I've been coming to Barton Creek Mall since I was a little kid. Even before I lived here in high school, I go to Barton Creek Mall. You go there on a lot of nights, it'll be like hundreds of Muslims. And my daughters are like, one of them's 15 now and 11. About 2 years ago, we went up there, we ate at the Cheesecake Factory. We walk out, there's like about 60, 70 Muslims. They look like they're from really rough areas in the Middle East, okay? I mean, it looks like an Al-Qaeda function. There's women in full burqas. I'm like, okay, let's just get out of here. One of my girls runs over wanting to buy a toy dinosaur. And they had toy helicopters and toy dogs. I said, come on, to my middle daughter. I got three daughters. And they started running their freaking mouths, man. And like, blah, 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 like, because they see it like that. Women are property. And they're seeing my little daughters, you know, running around beautiful. And they're smiling at me like, ha-ha. And I was just like, and it was just like, oh, my God, man. It's like I'm being so conquered right now. I mean, it is beyond Nazi Germany. And you go to the mall, man, it's like the Gap is like women in hijabs. I'll never go to the Gap again. It's just bombarding. So it's just everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know the nauseating feeling of it when they're like laughing at you because they know you're weak and they know your government's working for them and they know the border's open and they know they've already taken over half the world and they know they're going to get you. And they point right at your daughter and they go, hi, hi. And we watch all the videos out of Turkey and out of Israel where the Muslims are at going, they are weak in America and Europe. We will have sex with their daughters and piss on Jesus. We will take control of all their lands. Their women will be ours forever. We have them now. And I'm just like, when does it end? How does it stop? More loaded calls here. The phone lines are loaded up with Andrew and Ben and Lyle and Joe and Jim and Michael and Gavin and everybody. But let me tell you, when you're at a mall with 100 Muslim men around, you're looking at your daughters going, ah, nice girl. Ah, she served Islam well. Yeah, George Strait ain't trying to get into Somalia, folks. Sorry. Somali's trying to get into George Strait. Guess what? You're welcome here, no matter what color you are. If you don't like this country, go to hell.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antone.
Up from San Antone. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky.
All right, let's get into some of the stories on InfoWars.com. Falling into Trump's trap. Boy, did she. Pelosi pushes House resolution to condemn the president, saying Ilhan Omar, who runs her stinking mouth constantly, never had a job since she moved here, married her brother to move here, pled guilty to tax fraud. I mean, she's a dirty, lazy piece of garbage. Now, having fallen into President Trump's trap, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a House resolution condemning the president's attack on Representative Ilhan Omar, the latter of whom is unpopular among swing state voters, according to a major poll. President Trump indirectly blasted Omar, a member of the squad of four far-left representatives, over the past weekend by practically stating that if she hates America so much, she should go back to her country. She fled and worked to fix the living standards there. Yeah, it's like if you moved out of Switzerland and, let's say, went to Guatemala because you're a Christian to help people. That's laudable to be there trying to help them. But when you come from Somalia, one generation, and you're going to tell us how we all suck because everyone on the left fetishizes your tiny head. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. but it's called Suicide of Society. Since we mentioned this, I meant to air this a month ago. There's a bunch of these videos. You know, they blare at decibels above what a rock concert's allowed to do, and no one dare touch it in Brooklyn. Mosque all over New York now, blast. The call to prayer is an act of Islamic dominance.
You think it's Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, so let's start over in a minute. I'm going to back this up. I'm going to play this. This is what's going on in Brooklyn, New York. And see, they're saying it's racist that Trump's sick of hearing how America sucks. No, it's not racist. It's cultural. This is a black guy freaking out, who's obviously a military veteran, because he's been in countries where he's being shot at with this going on. And he's freaking out because they're blasting at full decibel over many square miles call to prayer as an act of dominance. Here it is.
Right in the middle of downtown Brooklyn. Y'all hear that? I want y'all to hear this in the middle of downtown Brooklyn. You think it's Saudi Arabia or Syria? What's up, Tony? Hey, Brenda. Listen, Brenda, see what you hear. Sound like Saudi Arabia. Y'all sending me laughing faces. See? Serving the peace. You gotta love it, right here in America. This is not Saudi Arabia. Yep, this is Brooklyn. This is the heart of Brooklyn, Saudi Arabia. Just listen at that.
And if he complained about the sound, he'd be arrested for a hate crime. What? See, we've given up our culture. We'll go back to it. So since we don't have any culture left, any outside culture will take us over. Let's finish up the video.
Right here by the, where the Nets play ball, basketball. What the what? I know that's right. You thought it was Saudi Arabia. I done flew over to Saudi Arabia. Nah, it's Brooklyn. In the heart of Brooklyn. Right here where the pro basketball team at. The Mets. Believe it, it's true. You heard it with your own ears. To our own ears. It's on Fourth Avenue.
It's about five times louder than a police siren. Total act of dominance. That's what I'm saying is, hey, I'm not even against Muslims, but I can't go to their country. They will kill my ass if I don't convert. And then the left's like, bring them on in here and then tell me how I suck and how my dollars belong to your ass. Not about to happen. I don't want wars with these countries either. And criminals in our own government have been funding the radical elements of it. There's no doubt about any of that. But we got loaded phone lines here. And I got Stuart Rhodes coming up to co-host to take over. But I want to get to your calls. Just briefly, I don't want to be shut down in the midst of all this tyranny. And I've got expansion I want to engage in. Instead of expanding, we're just fighting to survive under all these attacks. And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of your support. But let me tell you something. You need to double down. This is the last 2 days of the 1776 worldwide special, up to 75% off. That's our highest sales. A lot of that's a loss leader. Ultra 12 is 55% off. All the t-shirts are 1776. Want to commend all those that have supported us. But listen, we got the best coffee. We got the best toothpaste. We got the best fish oil. We got the best turmeric. We've got the best bone broth. We've got a lot of great products. We've got a lot of great films, a lot of great books. a lot of amazing things at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. You can also make a straight donation. That way we get 95% of it. You know, we had perfect credit before, but they did all that tax on us. We've got to pay 5% on credit cards and banks now. Yep. It's all the ways they screw us over. But I'm not a victim. I'm a target. I'm under attack because I'm effective and I tell the truth. InfoWarsStore.com, and your donations are absolutely essential. So thank you all for your support. Please take action today. But whatever you do, tell people word of mouth about the broadcast. That's how America doesn't give up. It's how we don't submit, and we're going to win. But now is the critical part of the fight. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Andrews, 50-something minutes. Lyle, 50-something minutes. Ben, 50-something. Everybody pretty much the same here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Ben in Ohio, where he's got another caller from. Go ahead, Ben. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for about 4 months now, so glad you're through. First of all, I'm a little off topic with what you guys are talking about. I'm talking about the censoring going on Facebook and stuff like that.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm an expert at knowing about that because I had a site on there that had over 250,000 followers, and for no reason at all, Facebook just deleted my whole account. I mean, just everything gone.
Well, I'm sure the reason was that you were a pro-freedom person, right?
Well, it gets a lot deeper than that when you hear everything I got to say. Well, I contacted them, and they said it was an oopsie and that their algorithm got me, which is absolutely a crock. Now, here's how I know that it's a crock. I got so ticked off that I started my own website, and it's identical to Facebook in every way, shape, or form. Get on there, take a look at it. It's called CensorWars.com. Now, I already have a couple people on there. Ron Gibson's on there, the Resistance 1776.
Well, it sounds good. CensoredWars.com?
CensorWars.com. It's identical to Facebook in every way, shape, and form. Everything you could do on Facebook, you could do on my site, and there's absolutely no censoring going on.
Well, that's exciting, but before we get back into censored wars or whatever, specifically, if they said it was an algorithm mistake, did they reinstate your Facebook?
Absolutely not. I got nothing back. And I know, see, here's the thing. Me owning my own site, I have all the options that they have. And I could tell you right now that there are no algorithms out there that are able
to... Sure, no. The algorithm's a made-up deal. The algorithms are whatever you click on, it gives you more of. But if you expand on that, it's people that are censoring.
A physical person has to get on a keyboard and push delete before they can delete a page or a group or an account. And that's how simple it is. So anytime they say it was an oops and an algorithm got you or one of their bugs got you.
Sure, that's just some fancy thing they tell Congress. We've got all the internal videos. We have their own logs. We know it's people. It's armies of meth head professors and drooling Antifa literally scooning over all your wife's photos on the iCloud. Apple literally has tens of thousands of pot-bellied PDPs, pedophiles, literally over all your info. Ha-ha. Amazing new footage that Kayla Bennett just released. It'll be on InfoWars.com very soon. Tell you about the next segment.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Caitlin Bennett and Will Johnson both do reporting for InfoWars.com. Both have their own independent sites and operations. They went out to Austin for the illegal alien thing Saturday. They shot so much footage, they finally released it. They go up and try to get people to take an illegal alien in their house. And they go, no, I got to vet them first. They go, but wait, we can't vet them at the border? Wait till you see this footage. That's all coming up. But let's go ahead and go to Gavin in Missouri. You're on the air, Gavin. Thanks for holding.
Hi there. Appreciate the time, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I feel honored to speak to you, honestly, as I've been following you for a long time and your fight for truth and freedom.
Brother, I'm honored to talk to you. It's you, the listeners, that keep my ass out of prison.
Yeah. Dude, that's actually
Let me tell you, the prize here is defeat the globalists and don't get killed. I mean, I'm down. I'm not looking for a jet airplane, folks. I'm just looking to defeat the globalists so they don't kill my ass.
Trying to do the damn job. Respectable, yeah, 100%.
Thank you, brother. So what's on your mind?
Honestly, I even typed it out just so that way I can get my point
across. Sure, go ahead.
As hard as I can. On the ICE, the ICE terrorist attack, I just think it's absolutely terrible that we're taking in people, feeding and keeping them safe and alive, and more old Antifa comes out in the name of right and wrong, attempting to murder their innocent American ICE workers, taking these illegal immigrants in, allowing them asylum, you know what I mean? What they're fighting for, of course.
Well, that's it, is that it's everyone's trying to get in. 150-something thousand a month they catch. A lot of them turn themselves in. You got to process people, find out who you are. On average, they're let out in 14 days, 90% of them. The border's wide open. It's like a filter, you know, on a water hose or something, but it doesn't filter the water. It just filters out the particula. It's not even getting most of the particula. I mean, they're overwhelmed. Now, I meant to get to this today. I have all these hearings where they bitch at the Border Patrol going, you're not taking care of everybody properly. They're like, we don't have the funds. And the liberals who block the funding this year and last year act like it's their fault when they're the ones that block the funding, and it's the Democrats that announce the open border. Is that not sick?
It's just the most sickening thing that you could imagine.
It's like if I announced at your house, without you knowing, hey, Gavin's having a party this Saturday, free food, free beer, and Jay-Z is going to be playing there at midnight. You'd probably have 1,000 people show up at your three-bedroom house. And then I'd show up as a Democrat when you didn't have Jay-Z there, free food or beer, and I'd say, Gavin, you bastard, you criminal, you didn't have Jay-Z there or all the free beer. Well, you'd say to me, hey, Alex, you're the one that put the lie out. Think about that.
No, you're exactly right. And it's just unbelievable in every sense of the word.
I meant to get to it. You ought to see these. I watched the hearing last week. I watched this weekend where they go, how dare you separate families? And they go, we've got thousands showing up a day per sector, and most of them aren't with their parents. You understand? Most of the kids are begging for mommy. We're sending them back to their parents. A lot of them are kidnapped. They go, that's easy for you to say as a white man. And it's just like, you're like, what the hell are these people talking about? It's like, is there any end to it? It's so, like this one woman from Hawaii is like a demonic turtle. And she just sits there and spouts this stuff. And you're like, I don't know. Where do you think all this goes, Gavin?
Honestly, with the way that the spectrum is and that as wide as it's become, I think there's just too many options to take into account. I couldn't really give you a definitive answer.
I hear you. There are a lot of delusional people that work for the system, and they're going to say whatever they want because they know America is soft. And if they accuse us of being Nazis, we'll do whatever they say. Well, it's got to come to an end. That's why Trump calling Ilhan Omar a joke and a moron and somebody who needs to get the hell out is good. Stop bowing to, I don't like the American flag on the Nikes. Yes, sir, we'll take it off right now. You know, I don't like the Star Spangled Banner. We'll stop that. You know, I don't like families. You know what? Don't say mother or father. Okay, we won't say that. You know, it's like, what level won't we bow to the left? Because the media will beat us up. Beat me up. I'm ready for it. More calls straight ahead. And then, coming in one segment, Oath Keepers.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to conquer anybody. I want to run anybody's life. But I tell you this, I'm not having somebody run mine. You want a war? You want an information war? You want the end of political correctness? You're going to get it now. Not by a bunch of buck-toothed racists that hate people because of what color they are. No, the left are the ones pushing race. But by red-blooded Christians of every race, color, and creed that aren't bowing to a bunch of Sharia law and a bunch of leftist communism and a bunch of crap. Your hoax of bullying us is coming to an end. Now, I got loaded phone lines, but I'm going to try to jam a few more in. Then I got a few clips I'm going to play that are very important. And then Stuart Rhodes is taking over in the rest of the fourth hour from Oath Keepers. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Andrew in Idaho, member of Oath Keepers, wants to talk about Trump's tweets on Ilhan Omar. Go ahead, sir.
Hi there, Alex.
Good, brother.
Hey, long-time listener. I've been with you since, I think, Bohemian Grove in 9/11. Been with Stuart Rhodes since after he founded Oath Keepers in Katrina. I'm actually Oath Keepers.
So you've been tuned in 20 years, sir. We salute you.
a long time, 35 years old. So I've been doing it since I was about 15, 16 years old.
That's great.
Trying to figure out this puzzle with you.
Let me ask you this then. How did you first, was it shortwave or how did you first hear the show?
I think it was a YouTube before Google bought it. Just looking at the Bohemian Grove video. It's probably the first.
So that was about 16 years ago. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was basically going to say, and sorry, I'm highly intelligent, not to toot my own horn, but not very well spoken a lot of the time. But I was basically going to say, you know, the reason they don't want to fix their own countries or improve themselves is that they cannot beat you in that way. They cannot beat you with an intellectual dialogue. They cannot. They must constantly shut down your freedom of speech to. If you shut down your freedom of speech so that they, you know, can have a pretty much a gossip ring about you instead. Now, I don't know how to explain that any better way, but
no.
Kind of like the Nancy Kerrigan or Sonya Harding.
The twisted, there are a lot of great folks from the third world. They want to come here and be part of it. But the twisted and evil never want to build it themselves. They always want to step in and run it all. They always want to run it and take control of it. They want to step in at the top level. They don't want to build something for 30, 40 years to try to be in charge to empower humanity with great responsibility. They want to just right away step into power.
Exactly. And I think kind of their plan is also to swamp us with numbers, kind of like the Persian army going against Spartans. You know, they know they're not the elite, so they must kind of bring in as many numbers as they possibly can to kill us that way. But, just a quick rundown of my background. My grandfather raised me like his only son. He's Dal Bentley. He's first cousins and good friends with Cleon Skousen. And it's just a great honor to be with you, sir.
Well, it's great honor to be with you, brother. God bless you. What a great patriot, Cleon Skousen, right up there in the same area you're at. Thank you so much. Look, we got loaded phones with Lyle and Joe and Jim and Michael, and I've got all these clips to get to. I need to get to them all, but I want to take these calls as well. Let's just give each caller 30 seconds so they don't get no time. Lyle in Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your bodies, X2 Ultra 12 Brain Force. I'm an oil field worker, travel around quite a bit, and I'm 61 years old, and I'm out rolling around 500-pound, 55-gallon drums with the 20-something. So thanks for that, brother. It's
Well, I'm not going to mess with you. Those roughnecks are tough.
Well, I was thinking about loading up a couple busloads of them and backing up the Proud Boys at one of these Patriot prayer rallies. Because that would be just like they beat each other up going out drinking on a Friday night. you know? So, they would shred those LARPing little pajama draped, whatever they are. I don't know, man. But
that's still one of the roughest things out there is oil field workers. There's not people complaining about OSHA rules out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're up here in northern Colorado with Jared Polis. I mean, we run a pretty tight ship. We follow all the rules. And
I know, but I'm just saying that's still a rough profession.
Absolutely. I'm perplexed about Trump's situation at the southern border still. I don't want to say it's a straight-up psyop, but that communist that's in power in Mexico, I mean, it's, they got 15,000 troops at the U.S.-Mexican border and only 6,000 at the southern. You know, and isn't that kind of bass ackwards?
Sure, the Mexican troops are making sure the narcotics come across. The Mexico is a total narcotic state.
Yes. Failed narco state. And then I wondered if you'd heard anything digressing, not more along the same lines. El Salvador, which has a communist in power now, I've heard from other alternative news sources, pretty reliable, that right now what they're doing down there is they're training these military age men in prison, 16 to 25. They're being co-opted by local MS-13 and the 18th Street gangs down there.
Oh, that's it. They're attacking Mexico and the U.S. I have articles here. That's the special camps they've got as the military age men that they find with certain tattoos. And that's who the left's so pissed that they're stopping, is they're literally trying to bring them in as their cannon fodder. Yes.
Yeah. But not only that, within their own country, apparently they're doing they're extorting money. They're collecting what's called war taxes, killing the head of the family, the males, and then abducting the women and putting them into slavery or whatever, you know, human trafficking, and then also confiscating homes and property. And according to the sources I was listening to, these groups of men that they're actually training in prison that are going to be released and co-opted are going to be like the last wave or surge on our southern border.
Oh, exactly. That's all part of MS-13. It's why you saw the Democrats say they're God's children. And this is the collapse of civilization. This is how Islam operates. It's how Latin America is now operating. And it's the total collapse of civilization. This is the globalist war. And it's Hezbollah, it's MS-13, it's all of this together. You're absolutely right. I'm out of time. I meant to play Caitlin Bennett's new incredible video that we're going to get posted to InfoWars.com. We'll definitely have it during the war room in about 45 minutes where they ask the left to take illegal aliens in, but they won't. They say, oh, I've got to vet them first. Very powerful video going up on InfoWars.com. This other admission by the Big Tech Summit, anti-Big Tech Summit, that we're the main target, that video and more, that's coming up today. And again, I'm sorry to Joe and Jim and Michael. I got to a lot of calls today. We did a pretty good job. So if you call me back tomorrow during the weekday show, I will go right to you. And again, I'm going to say this clearly. We were massively behind this year in the funding we need to just continue. But I've really worked hard, promoted products, done some good ads, and part of that deficit was taken away to where we're able to operate right now. And I've always been so confident that I haven't really worried about it, but I've really got to tell listeners, now is the time to support. I want to thank you. I'm not complaining you haven't supported enough, but my God, if we've not proven we're the tip of the spear, we need your financial support, and we make it easy. Now, I've never been a marketer. I always just sell what I think is the best and the highest quality at low prices. And I got told by a few people we talked to over the years, hey, you keep selling everything so discounted, you're selling unbelievable amounts. But if you sell $30 million in a year, but you only make $5 million, $6 million, that doesn't fund your operation. So that's kind of the paradox we're in, is, you know, selling $40 million of stuff but making $10 million. That does not fund all these crew members and all these people and what we're doing and the expansions we need to do and all the things. I mean, BuzzFeed and stuff get $50 million a year, you know, Vice gets $600 million from, you know, and then Vox gets $250 million from NBC. We could run for 5, 6, 7 years off that, because that's pure money. That's not like product sold, and then most of it's in cost. So InfoWarsStore.com, last days of the 1776 worldwide special, 75% off. That's a big loss. It's 25% off and 1776 on all the apparel. We've got great shirts. We've got great books. We've got great films. We've got great supplements. We've got great protein bars, the best you're going to find anywhere. Everything we do is the best. InfoWarsStore.com. Our new t-shirts are super high quality fabric, everything. So please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now. The globalists are hoping you don't. Antifa, Ilhan Omar, AOC, the globalists, Hillary Clinton, they're hoping you sit on your hands. Please take action. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a hide us in. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Stuart Rose with Oath Keepers. I'm filling in for the last part of the segment for the show. And I want to take callers at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to talk about the terror attack on the ICE facility on Saturday, and also the attempt to take down, or the flag taking down, on Friday, where the Mexican flag was flown over the ICE facility. Call in and talk about this. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is the Weather Underground version, the modern Weather Underground, which is what Antifa is turning into. This is something that I predicted several years ago. I hate to be right about that, but I fear that the left now is going more and more kinetic. And one thing to keep in mind is that even if the powers that be don't want them to do this, a lot of these radical cells that they have around the country are going to go and do what this man did. Vince Bronson took it upon himself to go ahead and go full on kinetic using firearms and bombs. And this is the great danger, is that the rhetoric from Omar and from AOC and others on the left, all over CNN, that these are concentration camps, that are actual concentration camps like Nazi Germany, are going to inspire a lot of these radical leftists to go all the way and start killing people. And now that they have, you know, crossed the threshold, crossed the Rubicon of having one of their own going kinetic, they're holding him up as a martyr. They're not distancing themselves from him and saying, you know, we don't agree with this. If the right has someone do something like this, of course, we all distance ourselves from them. The left does the exact opposite. You know, they go around and laud him as a martyr, as an example to be followed. So I expect more copycats or more radical leftists of the same mindset, more radical communists, to go ahead and start doing the same thing. And this is exactly what we've seen throughout history. The radical anarchist left, the Marxist anarchist left, loves to throw bombs and loves to, you know, set off explosives and assassinate people. It's been done throughout history. So my concern is that any one of these people could snap and go and do it, and next time be more competent potentially than this guy was. Thankfully, this guy was not very competent and didn't actually kill anybody. But imagine if they did kill someone, then you would have a situation that could spiral out of control, of the perception being that we're now in an open civil war. And then, you know, one guy doing it doesn't quite do that. But if you get a series of attacks that are deadly or increasingly more deadly, you could wind up with people on the political right saying we have no choice now but to go hunt Antifa down and make an open season on Antifa. So the question really is what should President Trump be doing about this? I believe what he should be doing is, A, get his department, DHS and FBI, to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. This attack right here and their response and their drumbeat for more is enough to do that. He should do that immediately, to put the lid on Antifa. And the second thing he should do also is to call up the National Guard of Oregon, for example, and put them on the streets of Portland to keep the peace. We have an upcoming Patriot event on August 17th that could turn into a powder keg if you have a continued pattern of the Portland PD standing down at the orders of their mayor / police commissioner, who has told them not to interfere. So it's a ticking time bomb. And I think President Trump must step in as a commander-in-chief and put a stop to it. So let's take a caller. Let's go ahead and go with Jim in Indiana about accountability for the terrorist attacks against ICE. Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Excellent. So what are your thoughts on this?
First of all, thank you for your service and your continued service. And God bless you and your family and all those who stand up for, you know, America. But about accountability, you kind of stole my thunder with what you just said, because every time I've heard you on the air, you constantly say Trump needs to start exercising his executive powers as commander-in-chief. Fully agree with that. But there also has to be accountability across the board. You start holding, like you said, label them a terrorist group, you'll see a diminish in some of the useful idiots who are just going out there playing weekend Avatar Warrior or whatever. They have to start being held accountable. These mayors and these politicians who openly disregard our laws. Right. You have complete lawlessness, and they need to be held accountable. I mean,
absolutely correct. This is the thing Dr. Edwin Vieira and I have both been saying for quite a long time, is that there has to be an effort by the DOJ to investigate and prosecute the sanctuary city and sanctuary county and sanctuary state officials who are doing all they can to, one, shelter Antifa, and two, shelter the illegals. And they're committing federal felonies when they shelter the illegal aliens.
Exactly. I mean, you have state officials and even local mayors who are openly just, no, hey, we're going to protect illegal aliens and not American citizens. They should have been SWAT teamed. They should have been perp walked and let out and say, you know what, you know, it comes to a point where people have to start being held accountable, because the American people are sick of it. They're sick of watching people, you know, skirt through the raindrops. And it's, I mean, from the bottom up, the people who support them financially, you know,
right.
It's disgusting. It truly.
Well, if they are, I mean, I'm not a person who is in favor of running around and declaring, I mean, you know, God forbid that be done to us, right? This is the problem when we start declaring domestic groups terrorist groups. But Antifa fits the bill perfectly. They openly advocate the use of force or the threatened use of force to coerce political outcomes, to suppress speech and assembly, and to crush their political opponents. That is the definition of terrorism under current federal statutes. So it fits the bill perfectly, and it's not just an outlier here or there. This is their constant drumbeat. You go to some of the more popular sites, like It's Going Down, and they'll defend what they do as, well, it's not a violation of the First Amendment because the First Amendment only applies to the government, so we can go ahead and suppress free speech all we want. So they're openly telling you that's what they're doing when they go out in the streets. And they do it in a very coordinated way. The Black Bloc is designed to shelter assailants. They all dress the same and they wear masks so that one person can jump out and hit somebody in the head with a bike lock, for example, or a club, and then fade back into this big block of identically dressed people who are difficult to tell one from another. That's how they hide inside that big black block. Well, Jim, thanks for calling. I appreciate you very much. Let's go to Dave in Alaska about the ICE attacks and about President Trump. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes. First of all, I've been trying to call for years, and the first time I got through, and if you could pass on to Alex that us folks here in Alaska appreciate free shipping because things to be shipped out here cost more than the product. In terms of how you feel and how the last caller feels, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. And I thought that way at first, but I think that President Trump knows a lot more than we do. He's got a lot of sources of information. And I think that he has to go through the process of dotting the I's and crossing the T's where he's got to get a rock-solid case against these people because they have so much money, so many good attorneys, et cetera. He was also new to the government, and he didn't know how the system worked, so he started off slow. And I think it's getting better and better. And I think that with time, which is running out, of course, I think that he will get these, you know, bad guys. I think that we will see people go to prison. I think that we will see things happen in Gitmo.
Well, my concern is time is running out. In fact, time is running out on this call. So thanks for calling in. We'll get you on the other side. Thank you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here we go. This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for Alex Jones. I'm talking to Dave from Alaska, and Dave was bringing up a point that the president's got a plan. He's surrounded by good advisors. Dave, unfortunately, the problem is as Alex has been saying for quite a long time, and myself as well, President Trump is surrounded by deep state functionaries who are leftovers from the Obama administration, or they've been rhinos inside the GOP for many years. This is a sad truth. So my concern is that, you know, we have clear violations of federal law, clear violations of federal felony statutes against harboring illegal aliens or committing the conspiracy of aiding and abetting illegal aliens. You've got clear, obvious terrorism being committed by Antifa. In fact, you know, the definition of terrorism today in federal statutes, if they can bring that up real quick, I'll read it to you. But it just lays out that it's the use of force or threatened use of force to coerce a political population, the people themselves or the government. That's exactly what's going on today. And so, you know, it'd be nice if there was a plan, but we're running out of time. So what do you say to that, Dave?
Well, I do agree with you, but if I was to switch gears a little bit and talk about the pedophilia situation, you talk about the massive amount of arrests that have happened since he's been in office. And now this out of the clear blue with Epstein. And Epstein, you know, was kind of tied in with the I think CIA and blackmailing Democrats and Republicans. And I think that these people are coerced into voting and doing certain things because a lot of things these people do, even like Chief Justice Roberts, it makes zero sense. And that's because there's a big guillotine over their head. And I think that, you know, Trump is slowly building the blocks to get these people out. Yeah, he's getting bad advice from some people. There's a lot of bad guys. His life's in jeopardy every day. But I think that he's moving forward, but that's why he's got to get reelected in 2020 to finish cleaning the house.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's certainly true. I mean, I think it's all you know, commonly held belief among the people on the political right now, that it's very clear that that's how they do it. It's the same thing that J. Edgar Hoover did. Like, that's why he stayed in the FBI until he died. He had dossiers on everybody. And that's long before the internet, long before high tech. So yeah, I think you're correct. That's the only way it explains what Justice Roberts has been doing or others, that they have something over them. So that's very true. Problem is, though, is the idea that, well, you know, he's got to get reelected in order to keep cleaning house. That's probably what he thinks. But the problem is that he will have the election stolen out from underneath him. You know, and I watched the Tucker Carlson interview he did, where Tucker is trying to warn him that, look, you know, Google's going to get you. They're planning on, you know, they've been exposed by Project Veritas as plotting your political demise. They're out to get you. And he said, well, I beat them before, I'll beat them again. The thing is, you know, that was 3 years ago. And by the time it comes election time, be 4 years later, they will have made sure they fixed the problems that allowed Trump to be elected in the first place. My concern is unless he takes decisive action now to suppress the insurrection by the radical left, and in particular to stop their planned vote fraud, I think he'll have the election stolen out from underneath him, and the clock will run out, and that'll be the end of it. Well, thanks, Dave, for calling. Appreciate your phone call. Now we're going to go to Andy from Missouri, who wants to talk about how nihilism is taking over in place of American values. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself, Stuart?
Doing great. So what are your thoughts on that?
Good to talk to you. Yeah, so what I want to talk about is American values and how we're slowly and mainly exponentially starting to lose these basic core traits that we have as Americans to nihilistic worldview. We've seen this happen before. I mean, hell, I mean, Friedrich Nietzsche even talked about this in the 1800s prior to the fall of the Soviets and Germans, and how whenever you give up your values, and in this case, he talked about Christianity, which I feel it's still the same because we're kind of a holdout here in America, that when you give that up, that the void is filled by nihilism. And what happens is when you lose your culture and you lose your roots, and these bad things creep in. You know, the previous caller just talked about pedophilia, you know, and that's always been around.
Right.
But it hasn't been accepted. And there's many things now that are accepted that wouldn't have been a couple of decades ago.
What was the name of that one, the defector from the KGB? It was Yuri, what was his last name? I can't remember his name. But what's it, Brezhnev? Bezmenov, right. Yuri Bezmenov warned about this. You can find the video on YouTube back from, the 80s, where he talked about this is the plan that was the plan of the Soviet Union, was to demoralize Americans, destroy, you know, make them ignorant of their own history, destroy the religious foundation of Christianity, you know, in a sense of morals, destroy their patriotism, and just, you know, and then flood them with drugs. And of course, back then, a lot of folks dismissed that as a conspiracy theory. That's exactly what's been done. That's what's being done now by domestic enemies of the Constitution on the far left. They are attacking because they believe, you know, in Marxist theory, which is like their religion, they believe that mankind is simply an animal, that there's no real inherent, you know, divine spark, that there's no such thing as natural rights, that all these are just man-made constructs. So a lot of them sincerely believe that you can make people into whatever you want them to be, you know, multiple genders or whatever you want. But the other side of it is it's also their way of undermining and attacking our society. And when you tie in the radical Islamists, they also loved to see this happen to the United States and to the West. They want to see the Christian faith eroded and destroyed. They want to see, you know, any concepts of a higher power and a higher obligation and duty disappear. Because for them, of course, they have this ultimate goal of a caliphate. It's a 1,000-year plan. If it takes that long, they're fine with that. And the radical left is very similar. A Marxist, you know, a communist, like someone in Antifa, for them, it's like a religion. They see this as their life's purpose is to do the long march and fulfill the revolution. And so it's like Marx is their version of Allah. It's Marx is their God. And Lenin and Stalin, those are the prophets. And that's why you'll see, you know, Maoists running around with Chairman Mao tattoos and flags. They worship Lenin and Stalin and Mao. And even if you point out all their mass murder, they'll explain it away as being somehow the West's fault, or they'll deny it even happened. I recently got in an argument with a communist on Twitter who said that, oh, you're talking about, when I pointed out that, you know, upwards of 100 million people were killed by Stalin and by Mao. And he says, well, no, that was the war dead from World War I and World War II. That's why so many Soviets died. And I'm not talking about war dead. I'm talking about killed by their own government. So, you know, it's kind of sad, but that's what their goal is they replace the religion of Christianity and belief in natural rights that dominated the West, and they replace that with allegiance to Mao and Marx as, you know, the wave of the future, you know, post-history. And the radical Islamists, of course, love this, which is why they coddle and get in bed with the radical leftists, because they both are in agreement on one thing. The West must be destroyed. The United States must be destroyed. Our Constitution must be destroyed. And, of course, I believe that the Islamists look at all these radical leftists as useful idiots who believe that they're somehow going to be on top. And in the end, it's going to be the Islamists on top because they have the harder faith, is to your point. Well, thank you very much, Dan, for calling in. Appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Brian from California. Brian, you're saying we need to start the war now while we have presidential support. Please explain what you mean by that.
Well, because what's going to happen is the second we lose the election, they're going to say, oh, you're not accepting the results. And then the left is going to have their, you know, ability to resist. And then we're going to have our ability to resist. It's better to do it now when we have presidential support. Because once somebody else gets in, it's going to be troops turned on us.
Well, this is something I've actually said myself a few times, and I want to make something very clear, though. I don't want to see a civil war in this country. It'd be horrific. But if we're going to have one, if the left is going to force us to fight, which is what it's looking like it's going to be, then I agree with you. It's better that it start under President Trump. Which is why, but the way to do it, though, is if they're going to have it, then let them be the ones to start it. As my late friend Mike Vandenberg would always say, you know, no Fort Sumters. Make sure that you're on the defensive and you keep the moral high ground. So I think the way to do that is for Trump to be proactive and use his powers as commander-in-chief, his constitutional powers, to suppress the insurrection by the radical left, by Antifa. He should deploy the National Guard in the streets of Portland, for example, or anywhere else that Antifa is rising up and threatening to kill ICE. He should have National Guardsmen federalized into federal service and post it at those ICE facilities and let them attack the National Guard. That's how you want to start off if you're going to have a fight.
Yes, but you know that's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we can encourage the president to step up and do his duty under his oath, right?
Well, I mean, it's up to us.
It is up to us, but I think it's up to us to prod him to do his duty. That's what I think. So I'll talk about that after the break very much. Thank you for calling in. Stand by. Hey, this is Stuart Rhodes filling in for Alex Jones, and I'm talking to Brian from California. We're having a rather interesting conversation where Brian says we need to start the war now while we have presidential support. One thing I want to stress is that we have to remember the Founding Fathers' example. They maintained the moral high ground while they prepared for battle. They did all they could through the legal mechanisms available to them to petition the king and to correct the course, but they also got themselves squared away and got their act together and prepare the battle space. And that's kind of what we have to do too. And of course, they gave us tools to use in that we have not been using. Primary among them is the president's power as commander-in-chief, one, to seal the border with troops, to stop the flow, the influx of illegal aliens into our country, which is what he needs to do. This is something that Dr. Edwin Vieira and I have been talking about for quite a long time. But the other one is, and this goes back to Brian's point, I think, is he also has the authority to call forth the militia, and that includes us. There's the unorganized militia, that's all of us, who are not in the National Guard, and then it's the so-called organized militia. And so President Trump certainly could call us up to go and execute the laws of the Union, to suppress the insurrection by the radical left, and to repel the invasion down on the border. He could do, you know, all those three things by calling us up. So I agree with Brian, it is up to us, but I think the first goal or first duty that we have is to remind the president and urge him to use his full authority as commander-in-chief, his full constitutional authority. And I'm not talking about martial law. Martial law is nowhere in the Constitution. It's not constitutional. I'm talking about what the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, talks about calling forth a militia force to suppress insurrections, repel invasions, and execute the laws of the Union, including our laws against terrorism, for example, with Antifa. So, Brian, what I would encourage you to focus on is our responsibility to step up now and, A, defend. I think we should all be standing outside of ICE centers, standing in solidarity with them, showing them our support, defending our flag, and also protecting people who are being attacked by Antifa. That's a no-brainer. It's something that we have done for years and other groups have done as well, 3%ers, Proud Boys, et cetera. I think we need to do more of that. But we need to do that with discipline and say, okay, we're going to respect their right, even though they're, you know, anti-American communist. They have a right to protest and a right to free speech. But as soon as they cross a line in the physical force, we will stop them. We will use force to stop force if we have to. I think that's the best tack to take while we encourage the president to stand up and use his authority as commander in chief over the National Guard by putting him on the streets of Portland, for example. And then if he has to, also calling us up as the militia. What do you say to that, Brian?
I agree, and let me slow down a little bit. I'm a former Marine, former law enforcement. I'm an oath keeper. I met you at Berkeley. I have to rattle everything off because Alex doesn't give you much chance.
Are you at Berkeley?
But, yes, I was at Berkeley. I was the one that was protecting Pettibone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember you. You're actually, you're a young Hispanic male, right?
No, little white guy.
Okay, you were there with another. But, there was another guy there that was Hispanic. Okay, well, good to go. Well, tell us a little. Just tell folks about that experience.
That was interesting. When they throw dumpsters at you, and the very first explosion went off a foot in front of me and right between somebody's feet, right in front of me. That day, I got hit by a lead pipe. I got hit by two explosives.
You got hit by what?
Somebody tried to hit me with their bike. What? You know, they were throwing the bombs that day.
Right, they're throwing the M-80s? Right.
Yeah, I got hit by two of those.
And someone hit you with a lead pipe? I didn't even hear about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he was probably a 16-year-old black male running around with like it was probably like, you know, those pipes that you run conduit through? It was about 7 feet long, and he, like, whipped it up and came right down on my collarbone. I almost broke it.
Wow. So you were one of the guys that were out on the very front line that day.
Yes. I was up there with, all the guys in there throwing the dumpster around and everything, yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for being there. Appreciate you very much. And how are things now? Are you still in Berkeley?
I'm in Richmond, California right now.
And how are things there right now?
Oh, man. California is going down, and the second the tech industry gets hammered by Trump, hopefully, and they collapse, this area is going to descend into complete chaos, because you're talking about the false economy of the Bay Area, where you take the 49 other states' taxes, write grants of billions of dollars, concentrate them all in the Bay Area. Once that goes away, it's going to be complete mayhem here.
Now, I know a lot of folks who are patriot-minded are starting to flee California. There's a mass exodus. Is that something that you're thinking about doing, or is your position you're going to stay there and take a stand?
I mean, if I could flee, I would. I just don't have the resources.
Now, one reminder for a lot of the folks is that California is still about, 35 or 40% conservative. It's just that you've been tipped over to the other side. But there's still quite a few patriotic Americans who live in California, and we should not give up on them.
It's 60%. It's 60% conservative here. I mean, the greatest conservative president ever, besides Trump, Reagan came from here. I've been in 7 militias all across California. And let me just say, they know how to deal with the Bay Area.
So you think it's vote fraud that has allowed the Democrats to flip California blue, or how do you explain that?
It's population condensation or condensing, and with the voter fraud, absolutely.
Okay, any final thoughts you want to tell from occupied territory in California? Any final thoughts you want to tell the folks out there?
Alex, you want to really make a lot of money? When somebody donates $100, $200, $500, $1,000, you send them a unique shirt and sticker they can put on their car that says, I contributed this much. You will get thousands of people to contribute to get that. Thousands.
Like a
and
top?
You can probably open... What?
Oh, go ahead.
know, and I was saying, here's a great concept. Think of this. You're selling tubes of toothpaste for $5 and getting a dollar, right? What if you just opened InfoWars Bank?
Interesting.
Took every single patriot that was removed from every single bank and they put $10,000 into you. You would have so much power to destroy them through your own power of the money that you have consolidated with the conservatives. You would be unstoppable, Alex.
Interesting idea. Well, thanks, Brian, for calling in, and you be safe out there. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Carl from Texas. Carl, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Stuart. Doing a great job. The products are fantastic. I was in the Army for 30 years, a little older man, as you could imagine, and without those products, I wouldn't have the quality of life that I have. So really appreciate that.
Awesome. Which ones are you using right now?
Well, the bone broth is real good, and I use, the Fusion. I mean, I go through the list. I mean, I use most everything. The red pill is fantastic. It's got the praline in it. It helps the back.
And how old are you?
I'm 66.
And you feel your quality of life has gone up since you've been using these products?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good to
absolutely.
Hear.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you want to call in about?
Well, you know, the Christians had a thing years ago that I was involved with. It's called Promise Keepers.
Right.
What they would do is they'd contract a sports arena, and they'd invite Christians to come. A lot of churches were involved in that, and they would send Christians, and they had a wonderful conference. Well, I think InfoWarriors and a lot of patriots don't have the venue to go and to meet like-minded people. I mean, just having a T-shirt and walking around town, that's not good enough. So my idea is that if you could get the Oath Keepers, the InfoWarriors, and even, you know, the 3%ers, whatever patriot organizations that were vetted and wanted to participate, you could get a stadium and have people, and you could even charge, you know, and have a large conference where patriots can meet one another. It could be like a movement, and it's something that plus, you know, you could use it as a mobilization effort where people could really understand what your organizations right. are about, how they could get involved.
That's a good idea. We've been to the Hear the Watchman conference, which has been in Dallas, Texas for a few years and other places in the country. But sure, that's actually a pretty good idea. It'd be kind of nice to have an InfoWarrior/3% or Oath Keeper conference. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate that very much. God bless you. Okay, just on the side, we'll talk to Will from Massachusetts about Antifa and accountability.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.